Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's about everybody. That's what I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
John.
Hello?
Put your retarded brother on the intercom to say his thing, please.
The weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
Thanks, Joe.
Bravo.
Thank you.
That would indicate it's a Friday program.
Best one ever.
What was the topic you were discussing in the hallway earlier, Joe?
You're challenging him. He's got to remember something that happened less than
just
5 minutes
moments ago.
Guitar players.
No, let's go to Rob Spiewak to block. Rob.
It was the definition of the word shredder.
Now,
we indeed have a winner.
I'm familiar with shredder, and shredder normally means a snowboarder.
Is it?
Yes.
I thought a shredder was something like that Liddy should have used.
Destroys dog.
Right?
That would be the literal description of a shredder would be something you shred documents in.
No,
right. But shredders on a ski slope are normally called, at least they used to be called, the snowboarder.
Apparently it has a musical meaning as well.
Wow.
A guitar player.
Yeah.
Joe.
The quote was, Dweezil Zapp is a good shredder.
Hell of a shredder.
The many things that go through the mind of Joe and just come right out his mouth as he's just walking around.
The stream of consciousness Ardinger.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Don.
So sorry you've lost that great opening song. But life moves and mooches on.
Yes,
ever forward. And here we go for the Ham and Eggs Network.
Yes.
Starting Monday, Mike, once again it's our dream. We'll be broadcasting to Hawaii.
Hawaii.
So the station is...
So exciting.
The station is in Maui, and...
We're going to be heard in the middle of the Pacific.
Here we go. A quick liner. All you have to say is, and I'm Mike.
Okay.
Well, this is how they go.
How are you starting?
No, it starts with, and I'm Mike. Ready? Go.
Norman!
And I'm Mike.
I'm Don.
And I'm Mike.
Okay, here we go.
All right, in three,
okay.
Two, one.
I'm Don. Up. Why'd you put that in there? I could hear that.
To distract.
I could hear that. I could hear that noise. I could hear that. What is that?
Pineapple Princess.
One of my favorites.
Right. Shake it, Annette. Annette Funicello. Oh, did Frankie Avalon go to her pineapple?
Yeah.
Man, oh man, he ate slice after slice of that pineapple.
And her beach balls.
He covered her in poi.
Okay, that wasn't poi, Rob.
Oh, you.
Homemade poi. Homemade aloe. Hello, I'm Don.
And I'm Lucinda Bassett.
Hi, I'm Don.
And I'm Mike.
This is your last chance, really. Otherwise, I'd just do this during the commercial. Okay?
Well, am I supposed to be in there?
I'm including you.
Well, are you including me, or was it written that way?
It does say, and I'm Mike.
And hey, don't do me any favors.
It does say, and I'm Mike. Well,
okay.
I know you like being involved in the process.
In what process?
In the process that you think is always hidden from you.
What process are we talking about?
We're talking about like stuff like this, when you say that there are things that go around here that you don't know about and that everybody's keeping stuff and there are things that you don't know.
It might be my day today.
I don't know. No, it's not your day.
It might be my day.
Friend, it's not
it might
your
be turn. I might have come up with the full chamber today.
No. Now, you are way too defensive.
I'm getting a little nervous now.
You are way too defensive.
I'm not really sure. We started doing this, and I don't know what I've done.
You've not done a thing.
I'm just having a little fun.
You've not done a thing.
All right.
I would just like to blow through this. I don't want to spend 10 minutes.
Well, we were having
a
little fun.
Liner.
I thought you normally do these off the air.
But I included you because a lot of times you do say, seriously, that, you know, there's that, like you would say, what are you doing? And I would say, well, you know.
You mean the liners for stations?
Yeah, well, or anything.
Those are the things that you demanded to do by yourself.
I'm kidding.
That's a joke, too. Just like the way I was reading it. Joking. Having a little fun.
Well, that's not the point of the show.
That has to stop. All right. I'm ready now.
Stop that right now.
I'll stop fooling around.
God damn it.
I'm going to do it seriously because you're taking this very, very seriously.
I think starting Monday, everybody should wear a tie.
All right. You know, how about uniforms? You've always wanted uniforms.
First step would be tie.
Right.
But no tie, but with shorts. So we'd be like the guy in AC/DC.
I want you to be extra nice to me today because you called it when you arrived. I am a little on edge.
All right, Dr. Freud, now we're getting to the bottom of all of this.
You were right. I didn't disagree with you when you said
that. It's not pick on you, Day. I'm in a fine mood. You're my best buddy.
But I'm not
picking on you.
I'm a little extra nervous.
Well, you just have to sing the national anthem tomorrow night in front of perhaps 1,000, no more than that.
I would certainly hope it would be north of that. I would really hope to see
a packed house.
How many? What can they accommodate in that stadium?
It seats 58,000.
Tomorrow night, Michael, we'll talk about this. Michael, sing the national anthem.
I'm ready.
At the stadium for
Potomac Nationals.
At Richard Dick Fitzner Stadium. Tomorrow night.
Fitzner.
Tomorrow night,
funny.
7 o'clock. We'll talk about that in a second. We're all going to be there.
Yes, we are.
We're all going to be there.
That's the problem.
We're going to tape it.
That's the problem.
Invited everybody.
That's where the pressure is right there.
Join us.
Yeah. The pressure anyway. I'd be nervous anyway, but I'm nervous because, everyone's coming.
That's right.
My wife.
You'll be fine. You're a fine singer. Just relax. You'll be great.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Don.
And I'm Mike.
Great. That's really all I need for you in this session.
Thank you. I'm out. Thank you very much.
Join us for Real Radio by Real Men.
I'll say. You want it to be your day, don't you? No, I don't.
I really don't. Join us. Join us for Real Radio by Real Men.
That's right. Microphone's off.
Weekday starting at high noon on Fox News 900 KMUI. The talk of Maui. What? What was that, Mike? What? I can't hear you.
Said that. It was stilted.
No, I'm hearing in my head, so it was perfect.
I was telling you that.
I'm hearing once again, the inner government.
The executive producer.
The brain. The brain. TB. TB. My boss, TB.
The brain.
All right, that's the best I can do on that. Jesus. Jesus what?
Just Jesus.
Just Jesus.
Sometimes I like to invoke the name of our Savior.
I heard that. We all
You're
heard
supposed
that.
To talk. I said my piece.
You said Jesus without
saves,
without saying why you mentioned the J-Man.
No, I just said Jesus.
It's because you're having a day.
No, I am
not having a
day.
You're having
a day. I'm having a much better day than I had yesterday on this show, that's for sure. I was barely functional.
What was wrong yesterday? Oh, you were hungover yesterday.
Tired. Goofy tired.
Hungover yesterday.
I mean, rough. But that can be good, too, right?
Hey, show opens. Here we go. Now, this contest officially will end on Monday. Uh-huh. And Tuesday we will have...
What?
Nothing.
What? Nothing. It just you're paying attention to me more than you normally do.
No, I'm not.
And it's funny. And it's making me laugh. It's making me a little self-conscious. You know, we normally have been doing this for so long that you just go about your business and I'm over here doing what I do. And now I know that you're paying a little extra attention to me and it's making me laugh.
I'm waiting for the next bombshell.
There is no bombshell. I am ready. I'm set. As Frank Sinatra would say, I'm ready and I'm set. That's the way he used to start his concerts. So I'm ready to go now. And I am looking forward to the show opening. Mike out. I should say over. That's what I want to say, over. Looking forward to hearing those show opens, over.
So the contest will end on Monday. And Tuesday we will just start the show every day. Unless we have something very important like this discussion we're having now. We'll just start with the show open and then right into it to help streamline.
That'll be good. You're right, Don.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
How about that?
I do like your Packers shirt that you're wearing today. I do. That's one of the better items. Is that new?
Thanks a pant load.
Yeah. Is that new?
Brand new.
It's lovely.
Brand new.
It's very nice. I do like that one. I like that one. I wish the Red Sox had more of that kind of stuff.
I really do.
I do. It's
so noted.
I do. What?
So noted.
So thank you. Thanks. Finally, a little help from you.
Finally.
And what can I say?
No, but, you can't say much about this. This is pretty plain. I'm wearing pretty plain little golf outfit today.
Except, man, oh man,
I'm free balling.
Can I see your balls?
You can.
I mean, I'm not kidding.
No, these are normal size shorts. You make it sound like I'm not wearing.
No, you're wearing like bus size shorts. So,
I am wearing shorts, and I am wearing underwear underneath those.
You might
shorts.
As well be wearing bicycle shorts. Those shorts are so tight around your legs. The way, at least at the angle you're sitting at right now.
All right, let me straighten up. All right, here we go.
There you go. All right, that's better. That's more presentable. Thank you. I don't need to see, you know.
All right. Oh, come on.
Hey, listen, faggot.
I'm smuggling plums.
Plum smuggling.
That's right. Then just put your hands down there and just touch. Just touch it. Then touch the microphone. Then touch everything else in the studio.
I'm not touching anything. I'm
so that
here.
Everybody goes home with your ball germs
hey,
all over them.
You know what? One of the nice things about this studio, this is my area.
That's right.
Nobody comes over here.
Yeah, but don't
this
you,
is mine. This
but,
microphone is
but,
mine.
But don't you touch, like, door handles and stuff on your way out?
I do after
sure,
hand washing.
Right. All well, no, there won't be hand washing before you touch that handle.
You mean that one, right?
Yeah,
all right,
right.
I'll actually headbutt it when I go through the door.
Do the Howie Mandel thing. Do the elbow thing.
Mm-hmm.
Be germ phobic.
I think we're, you know, all in all, you know, we're keeping this place pretty neat.
Yeah,
I know
we
Rob's,
are.
Rob's keeping it very clean. The bathroom seems to be very clean. The bathroom is in better shape than the old place.
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, yeah, I think as we've said before, what it does is take all of us out of elimination of the suspects
right.
of...
Yeah.
Of the mad number one-er,
mm-hmm. right.
the person who just enjoyed going in every day
yep.
and not hitting the urinal.
And
some days, really, we would walk in there. And now there were puddles
yeah.
in the bathroom anyway because of plumbing problems in the old place.
But we knew what those plumbing problems were. We also knew when somebody just went on the floor
right.
for no reason.
Right. There was somebody that would
sure
do
they
it.
Had a reason.
Well...
You know, there was an engineer here that I don't know which one it was because we've had so many engineers come by here that left the seat down, and I was ready to slug him.
Oh, no.
I mean, we're so used to having that slug. Yeah, he came out. I followed him out, and I was in there right after him, and he left the seat down.
Was it Roger?
Who's Roger?
Roger is the one that's not Jeff.
Okay, he was here yesterday.
Roger. Well, leave that seat up, dude.
Very nice man.
You got to leave that seat up. I recently found, you know, as a matter of fact, yesterday at my house, I noticed for the first time since Frida passed away, it's funny you bring that up, it's a small thing.
Mm-hmm.
I had gotten up, gone downstairs, got on the treadmill, watched TV, come back upstairs, come back downstairs, had to go to the bathroom, went upstairs, instinctively leaned over to lift up the seat, and stood there for a moment and thought, oh, I didn't put the seat down. And
right.
then I thought,
I'm already up.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. I don't have to put the seat down.
No, leave it up forever.
I don't have to put it down.
You could put a urinal in there.
Yeah, you could.
It would be very, very cool.
Well, actually, I like one of those big...
Trough,
like they used to have at RFK Stadium.
Yeah.
Like the big old-time bathtub almost.
Mm-hmm. That was the most unsanitary of the urinals in stadiums, but it was kind of fun to watch everybody's river go by.
Oh, here we go. So the show opened. We obviously, as you can tell, for God's sakes, we've been on the air for 12 minutes. We've not even really officially started this show.
What?
We need your show opens, and we need you guys to send them in. Send them to our website. Send them to Yanni, our webmaster, at DonnaMikeWebsite.com. But hurry, the contest ends on Monday. And starting Tuesday, if you hear yours on the air, congratulations, you're going to get some kind of prize. And we'll play these on a rotating basis to start every show.
Cool.
Okay, now that we set it up, let's hear a couple that have come in recently. And if we get one we like, we'll just move on and start the show.
Excellent.
Here's one by a guy named Donnie Snyder. Episode of the nationally syndicated Don and Mike Show, starring your host, Don Geronimo, featuring the golden boy, Mike O'Mara, and with the news, the senior swinger, Buzz Burbank, introducing a newcomer to the show, John Norman, and an old friend, Joe Ardinger. The show will be brought to you by Tahiti Village.
Las Vegas is calling.
Rocky Moselle. Buy a scarf for someone. And
Use them in your life. Use them in your home.
Okay, well, yeah. Thank you. You know, again, I can't really bust that guy's balls too bad. He was doing exactly as, as at least I had requested.
Quite the omission, though, in my opinion.
More of him and less tapes stuff.
Mm-hmm. Did he include you, Bobo? Did he put you? I don't think you were. I think you were MIA on that one.
Maybe
John Norman was mentioned.
Maybe you were going to make it after his other stuff.
Maybe he knows something
so.
I don't.
Here we go. Well, maybe the whole audience knows something you don't know.
That's an act.
Yeah, that's an act.
An act.
Here's John O'Connor.
This is a test. For the next 4 hours, the station will conduct a test of the Dynamite Broadcasting System. This is only a test.
You would not have heard Don mentioning how many times he worked at
Geronimo.
You would not have heard Mike denying trying to make babies with Harlow.
Mike O'Mara.
You would not have heard Buzz seducing women while free.
Okay, well, thank you for the effort. Thank you very much, yeah. John. Thank you. Here's one by a guy named Rich Rodek.
All right, tape's rolling. Let's go ahead and give this thing a shot from the top, if you would, please.
Okay. It's the Don and Mike Show, starring... hold on, is it Don and Mike, or is it Don and Mike?
Whichever. Whichever one you feel comfortable with is fine.
Okay. It's the Don and Mike Show, starring Michael Sorce as...
Sorry, it's Michael Source. Michael Source as Don Geronimo.
Gotcha.
Go ahead, take it from the top. We're still rolling.
Okay. It's the Don and Mike Show, starring Michael Source as Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara as Mike O'Mara. Co-starring Michael Elliston.
Yeah.
Elliston? What the kind of name is that?
I don't know. He's from Kansas or someplace. I think it's actually pronounced Elston.
All right. Co-starring Michael Elston as Buzz Burbank and Rob Spiewak as King Kong, with John Norman and slow Joe Ardinger as Joe, the world's oldest phone screener.
Okay, Brad, that's great. Thanks very much. All we have to do now is put a cheesy music bed underneath it, and we'll just send it off to him.
Cool. What is this for again?
You know, it's the Don and Mike Show. They're on Free FM, 106.7 JFK, Afternoon Drive.
Oh, those guys. Yeah, I hate those guys.
Hey! That
Bravo!
That one.
Bravo!
Makes a cut.
Yeah.
Mike Show.
That one. Absolutely, 100%.
That was terrific and incredibly original.
Well makes done. The cut.
Hello!
Keep them coming now. We'll have at least, I think, 20 of them.
What's new, pussycat?
Hey.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
What's new, pussycat?
Hey, pussycat. Hi, pussy. Nice pussy. Sweet pussy. That's a good pussycat.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's right. Sir Thomas Jones. Everybody right now, well, I guess a portion of the audience, it's not all men listening. The women, all of them, right now are throwing their panties at the radio.
Yeah, that's what they do when they hear Tom Jones.
Yeah.
Hello.
Incidentally, not that you care, but you should, because he's underlies for us. This song was approved by Mike O'Mara.
Thank you.
For the opening of the show. You know how they say this ad? This is, you know, Dickhead and I approved this ad.
Right.
Mike approved of this song before the show today.
You didn't think I approved of it until I enthusiastically endorsed it to you.
There you go. And now, here he is.
Ta-da!
There he is. Oh, hold on a second.
Who he? He's mentally retarded.
There you go.
How have you been? How's your Tammy Wynette record?
I got nothing for that. We're playing Tom Jones and you're mentioning Tammy Wynette.
Yeah. Wouldn't they be a good-looking couple? And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Fitzner and all the ships at sea. Bringing you a show that's novelty store biz. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Clog. And, hi, everybody. Don and Mike Show. You can tell by the smell. It's a new episode on this Friday. 07-28-06.
Hi, Don. Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
Thank you, Buzz.
He's a local boy. He's just terrific.
He's our new leader.
He's like too much.
Like too much what?
He's one of the truly great swingers of all time.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, and then the music's done. Listen, you can call us. Here you go. 877-365-3636. One phone number, no waiting, from the United States, from Canada. You want to hear us on the internet, go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. You want to send us an email, do the same right there. You want to enter the show, want to just send us an email. We'll never read them, and John will probably delete them, but go ahead and send them. And the iTunes debacle has been solved.
Yeah, they're actually functioning over there?
Yep, saw it happen myself today. If you go to iTunes and you go to Don and Mike, key that in as your search, what you want to do is subscribe, and you will get literally an S-load of episodes, the most recent one being, I think, was posted on July 25th.
Wonderful.
Just a couple of days ago.
Wonderful.
So the iTunes seems to be up, and we're doing our best to keep that under control.
Good.
Welcome to the show, and before we talk about Mike and what's happening this weekend,
yes,
I do have to tell you that today I am not proud to tell you of what I did. I consider myself to be the butcher of the Beltway.
The butcher of the Beltway. Now, yeah. I'm not sure what that exactly means.
Well, I have a pool. I have the finest above-ground pool that Toys R Us sells.
The whole neighborhood says so.
And, yeah.
I mean, it takes a long time to deflate it and to inflate it, but once it gets inflated, it's awesome.
Anyway, I got a pool, and it's just a bitch to clean, even though the guys come out once a week and they do it. And I've got all this stuff around my house that I've been taking care of now. I'm doing the stuff that Frida used to do, like the furnace and all the other crap, and then the appliances and the ceiling.
You all done with that? You got heating and air conditioning now?
Everything's done. And now I'm thinking, okay, I really should, I should clean the pool.
Yes.
Because there seems to be all kinds of, I guess it's pollen that is formed in the bottom of the pool, maybe these little green spots.
You ever get any dead critters in the pool?
Well, yes, I do. Now, there are frogs in the pool, and generally speaking, it's a game for me. If I'm out there and I've got that big-ass stick that's got the net on the end of it.
It's called a skimmer, right?
Well, yeah, but I call it the big-ass stick.
With the net on the end of it.
Because I have something called the Polaris, which is this little, moon rover thing that goes underneath the water and is supposed to, in theory, do all the cleaning, but of course it just mainly goes in circles and just cleans one area.
Sure is fun, though.
Right by the vet. Yeah, it's great fun
to look at it.
Great fun to watch it.
Three frogs and one dead stripper.
So normally what I'll do is, as I'm out there skimming the pool with the big stick, and there'll be like one frog, and it becomes a game to try to catch this frog. And generally speaking, what I do is I get them in the big-ass net, and then I just toss them over the fence,
hurl them,
and they go. And
you know what's more fun to get those frogs is if you use a .22.
Well, today
I'm Larry.
Right, I know. Hi, frog.
I'm Larry.
Today, I am not proud to tell you this. There were four frogs that were in the pool. Four big ass frogs. So I was going after them and wondering why. I mean, I was really having a hard time catching the fourth one, and it appeared to be a pile of leaves that were in the deep end of the pool that I couldn't get to. I wasn't jumping in the pool because it looked so crappy. And when I put the big net down there and started just pushing around, I saw, I'm not kidding, like 15 baby frogs come up.
Wow. Oh,
little tadpoles. 15 of them coming up. And I went like out of my mind. I'm standing by my pool and I said, not scared. Angry.
You were mad. Angry. You were mad that the frogs had bred in your pool.
Angry because it became suddenly not the funny game. It was like all of a sudden, oh god damn! Look at all these frogs. So
time to destroy their ecosystem.
Oh my god! What I did was, in the very first scoop, I must have got at least 15 of the little ones. Okay. And I thought about it.
Are we going to have the picketers on Monday with the animal rights groups?
Get ready. I'm telling you the truth. I could have tossed them over the edge.
Yes.
What I did was I tapped it on the cement by the side of the pool.
Right.
And then just stomped on each one.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Stomped on them.
Oh, no.
Then
how far did they squirt?
Some of them had like the guts that went a couple of inches.
Wow, yeah, that's bad karma. You know, the Eastern religions would say.
I only believe
bad
in
karma.
Karma's in Mike.
Karma's
as I mentioned before.
The frog bully.
And then what I thought was, I've killed all the babies. Look at all the babies we've killed.
Oh dear,
I've killed all of the baby frogs. You just gotta catch the big ones,
right?
The ones that are in my pool fornicating. So There's one that's left. And now the big ones, what I've done is I have tossed them over the side. I have not killed them. But there was one that just kept eluding me.
Right.
The smart one. He must be the one who...
He's the father, the leader.
Down there getting it done.
Right.
So what happens is I eventually took the net and took it off the end. You know, it's got those little prongs that
right.
I,
spring
that
release.
Spring release.
Right.
Thank you, Buzz. I took the net out, and which left a somewhat sharp edge on the end of the stick.
Yes.
And
did you bisect the frog?
Well, what I did was I effed him up bad.
Yeah.
I had him down in the deep end, and I put the stick right on the back of his back, and he acted like he was gonna just go wiggling away, and I just applied a little bit of pressure.
Right.
And he saw that he couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, how you like that now? And I let it go for a second, and he scampered away a little bit, and then it was boom! Right through the wall.
Right through.
I mean, and literally right through the wall. I cut two of his legs off. And,
oh, my God.
And,
oh, my God.
And then realized, oh, my God.
The police are here.
what I've done now is massacred a frog. And I don't have the net on the end of the big stick to scoop him up.
Right.
And because I've got all of the filters and everything going, now there are pieces of dead frog that are just floating all over the pool.
Yeah. You've created carnage in your pool.
Yeah, well, I got it cleaned up.
That's how Jeffrey Dahmer started.
I got it cleaned up, but I got to tell you, that sure. I wouldn't feel right.
Did you feel any, or do you feel any remorse?
No, as a matter of fact.
You're still angry at the frogs.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I know that pleasuring yourself has been a topic on the show recently.
Yeah, tell me you didn't do it based on the memory of killing the frog.
Oh.
That is because, you know, now you're in the different
category. Yes, that's right, Mike.
Now they're going to put you in the special section of the prison.
That's right. Somebody call Law and Order SVU.
Mm-hmm. It's really, it's about power.
I'm sick.
You felt powerful.
I'm sick. But at the moment when I was stomping on them, really I had lost control.
You went into a rage that your pool had been so soiled.
It was like, goddamn frogs everywhere!
Frogs!
Goddamn frogs! And I got like all of it. It was like, you're gonna wipe my feet with you.
And then once you had gotten the bloodlust, you had a taste for blood.
Yeah.
And that's when you singularly murdered the last remaining frog.
I only killed him because he wouldn't cooperate.
Right.
Yes, I mean, if he'd just gone and gotten in the net.
If he'd gotten into the net, like his brother and sister did.
He'd made you late already.
So, anyway, I've got that frog blood on my hands.
Yes, my God.
But on the other hand,
you have a frog nightmare tonight. I bet you'll have a terrible frog nightmare.
What a rush. What a rush, though, I got to tell you.
What if, like,
I finally get what they say about killing? Ooh, baby, yeah!
What if you were swimming sometime and all of a sudden you get done and maybe you do a little underwater thing and you come up out of the pool and all of a sudden you're looking right at a frog.
And then you suddenly freak out,
you look to the right and there's another, and then you look to the left and there they are lining the entire pool.
That's why at my pool I will always look for Charlie. Because it all comes back. Now, not your Charlie.
Right.
I'm talking Platoon Charlie.
Oh, Platoon Charlie.
That's right, because I'm afraid I was never in Nam, although I think I would have sucked in any war situation. It certainly would be in Armed Forces Radio and Broadcasting.
Right.
But it was very much like a moment when a soldier in Nam, in one of those great war movies that we love so much, just loses it. You know, like a... Hi, Joker.
You know, and then if the other soldiers had arrived after that, they would have come down to your pool and go,
man, what did you do?
Right.
What happened to you, man? What happened? You lost it, man. You lost it, man.
He's sitting in front of a urinal like Private Pyle.
Hi, Joker.
Hi, Mike.
Private Source. Put down that rifle. Put down that rifle.
That stick.
Put down the pool skimmer.
Hi, Mike.
Put down that pool skimmer right now. Wow. Are you locked and loaded? Sir,
hello.
It is the private's duty, sir, to inform the drill sergeant, sir, that the pool skimmer is loaded, sir.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing? Happy Friday.
Right, same to you. Hello.
Hey, Mike kind of got it all backwards. It's not a pool skimmer. It's a leaf rake. The pool skimmer is attached to the deck of the pool. That's where the water gets sucked into.
Oh, okay. I was wrong. I thought it was called a skimmer.
No. Well, either way, well,
don't you skim with it?
Someone says you need to have the pool skimmed. Generally, you do go out with the big ass stick with the net on it.
What do you have? The skimmer is the little thing where, well, quite often, soon to be dead frogs go.
But if you have a pool cleaner, though, you know, those little three-wheeled jobs that go around on the bottom and pick up all your leaves for you.
In
theory.
Consider me a satisfied customer with that little product.
Really working for you?
Well, as I plug that thing and watch it cover and it's got, like, literally 30 yards of tube on
hose,
it.
Wide hose.
It covers about a 5-square-inch area.
Kind of goes in the same circle all day long.
Yeah, because the hose gets all tangled up.
Right, I mean, right.
Unless you want to actually stand out there and, like, guide it from area to area, but then...
it's fun when it squirts.
That's, you know, and that's just another reason that I had to kill the frogs.
They had to lose their lives.
They had to die today. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
How's it going?
Killing Friday.
Hey.
It's King Friday.
I wanted to tell you, now you got to be a little bit careful about killing them frogs. I used to have a pool, and there'd always be a bunch of ducks that came into my pool and swam around. So one day I got a little bit angry at it.
Are we upping the ante now? Are we going to get up to, like, dogs now? Is that where we're going?
Frogs, I believe, when I get up to meet my maker, I believe that I'll get a pass.
Well, you know why you're going to get a pass,
frogs? Because eventually they would end up in some French restaurant. We all know that. They'd be eaten.
And you use frogs for bait for catching bass, too. So frogs are actually bait. They're frogs, really. I mean, if you're looking at it that way, they're like worms.
Although, really, Mike, everything is bait. I mean, have you never been to a restaurant and had some wonderful orange duck?
Yeah, that's true. They're killed and eaten for our enjoyment, too.
I have news for everybody. We are at the top of the food chain.
Yes. I love frog legs.
We eat everything below us.
Frog legs are a delicacy.
And if it was turned the other way around, God damn it, we'd be running in our ant holes.
Try to run from that tongue.
I had a moment today with those where it was almost like Starship Troopers. Really, where...
Did you feel threatened? That's an important detail, too. That indicates to me that you felt threatened by the frogs.
Yes.
Were there so many of them that they grossed you out a little bit? Thank God you could overpower them. And it was like bugs.
That's kind of, you know, that really more than Platoon.
Yeah.
Or
you were weirded out. It was like a nest of bees.
It was like Starship Troopers.
Like a bird.
But all of a sudden, all those spiders are coming at them.
The only real rage kill would have been the daddy frog at the end, who you felt was responsible for scaring you a little bit.
And he just wouldn't get into the net.
He was the organizer.
He just wouldn't listen.
You didn't kill any ducks in your pool, did you?
No.
Talking to the caller. That's. I guess he's gone.
I think he's gone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, my baby.
That's the Warner Brothers frog, isn't it? Is it Warner Brothers?
Right. Michigan J. Frog.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my ride that guy. Hello, somebody of me. Swatty.
Yeah, I love that. I really do.
Is that all you got?
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah. You know, that was hit and run. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah. Why didn't you give those frogs some Viagra, man?
Now, are we walking into a bad joke?
Well, it sounded like you had a reptile dysfunction.
Right. Now, listen, here's exactly... Oh, Mike.
I'm sorry. Sorry. I didn't know a joke was coming. I really didn't know a joke was coming.
I knew it was.
I didn't know.
I knew it was. Listen, right now, apologize or it's banishment forever. Do it, Joe. Do it, Joe.
More senseless killing, Don.
Now it's a murderous Friday.
Some talk. Oh,
he's been banished.
Hi, John. Now, listen, I know we've gotten emails. Some people think we are actually bluffing about this thing, saying that if you call the show and we press the button that you can't get through again, that you can't get through. People think we are goofing about that.
No.
True.
I swear to God, I swear to Christ, I swear on my kids' lives, this is true. It's the best.
It is. It is. Never to call again.
It's called blocking. I have it on my cell phone. You have it on your studio phone.
There are pardons can be issued. We found that out yesterday, that it is retractable, but... As long as that button has been set, you can't call in anymore.
And sure, you can go out. You could go out and get another phone if you want to. Mm-hmm. But you know what that is? That's an inconvenience for you.
Uh-huh.
The person who is violating a rule, like the joke rule.
And there's satisfaction in that.
Oh, yeah.
For all of us.
Great satisfaction. Satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
Satisfaction. Hello.
Hi. And you know.
Don.
Satisfaction.
Und Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi.
Hey, Mike actually had it right, and so did the idiot caller earlier. The big-ass stick with the net on it is called a skimmer.
Thank you.
But the one that sucks the leaf off the top of the pool that's actually built into the deck is also called a skimmer.
Okay.
So you were both
that's
right.
What I, well, that's good. Now I feel better.
Oh, there you
now
go.
I can go on with the show with there a clear conscience. That's right.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh, hey, here is, I know this noise. I know that this it's Robert the Mailman, right?
Hey, Robert.
How you doing, fellas?
Bobby, what's happening?
Hey, Robert.
I can't wait till tomorrow, but I was in the hospital yesterday.
You're in the hospital?
Wow. Why?
Yeah, I had a problem with the plumbing.
Like front plumbing or the back plumbing?
Front plumbing.
You
front
have
a... I haven't told you guys. I guess I need to come in. The Ash Tour 2006 is on.
Well, I mean, did you get this problem with plumbing from a lady?
No.
Do you have a boil on the end of your thing or what?
You had an infection for their frog?
I gotta be careful.
Of course.
I already talked to Rob about this. Okay.
Oh, you already talked to Rob. So Rob, you know the condition?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
A brother been knocking it out the park lately. I've been doing real good, and I haven't been using the hair for protection. I actually have been strapping in.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay, which you always should do, right?
You're wearing condoms.
So. I got this new chick the other day, right? And I'm doggy, rough, and I hit the mountain and getting ready to clean up, and I see the Crimson Tide.
Oh my! Oh.
I'm like, oh, this bitch done. But then I look and I say, wait a minute, that's not on the outside, that's on the inside.
Yeah.
Uh oh. So I'm like, whoa.
So that was you? That was your crimson?
Yeah.
Oh, wiener blood, wiener blood.
I'm like, oh no, Big Man has a bloody nose. So I'm like, okay.
So did it get diagnosed?
It's like his penis has a bloody nose. Yeah.
What'd the doctor say?
Doctor.
Cut it off.
No, I call the HMO homo,
right.
And I tell them what happened. And they tell me to go to the emergency room, not because of possible STDs, but complications of diabetes.
Oh, sure.
So I go to Fairfax where I see no white people. I mean, all I see is white people. No black people, no black doctors.
Oh, Robert, you see that everywhere you go. Please.
Anyway, I know.
Everywhere you go.
Until the janitor came around, he was black. So I get tested, and I'm waiting for results. I'm asleep. It's a nice hospital. You know, it's clean and everything.
Decent.
Except the bathroom. Decent. The bathroom is like a mirror. It had urine on it.
Oh, come on. Just
shut up,
just
Robert.
Tell us what is wrong with your penis.
This is the mystery. I got the paperwork back, and no STDs, nothing. So they don't know what happened. They're saying I might have just popped the blood vessel. I was so vigorous and virile that I just popped the blood vessel.
Well, who's hungry?
There's no STD.
Now, well, thank goodness there's no
STDs. I'm feeling a little lightheaded right now after
there's
that
no
story.
STDs. So you had...
So you've been completely checked out. So you're free of you're free of STDs.
Yeah, five chicks in the last 3 months.
Yeah, give that time. Don, your hot dog with ketchup is here.
Ah!
And, that'd be a big bite, Bob.
And what do you...
I can't wait till tomorrow night. I hope that you put some soul into it, Mike.
I will. Listen, I've decided the way I'm going to do it, Robert, it's not necessarily going to be a soulful performance.
Everybody, we're going to talk about this at length in a second. Mike, as we've alluded to, tomorrow night we'll be singing the national anthem for the...
I will be there to support him.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it.
Listen, we're all going to be there. All of my friends are going to be there. I'm kind of nervous. First chance for my girlfriend to actually meet you slobs. Mm-hmm. And Buzz is bringing some outsiders,
right?
Good. Some of his friends to mix it up, and we'll have Robert the Mailman there. And
can you bring some of my friends?
Yeah, I'd love you to bring a friend.
Nah, that's okay.
I dare you.
You know I'm sure.
Bring a lady friend.
Yeah, I dare you to bring a date.
You can't handle me by myself.
No, bring a lady friend, Robert.
I bet you can.
Hey, Don, I have a lady friend. But she's in St. Louis, and she's a stalker, and I can't get rid of her. I'm thinking about you guys call on the air and tell her that I can't stand her.
Why don't you just find one of your other hoes?
Don't you have any local talent you could bring?
Hire an escort.
I got a couple of hoes, but they might be working tomorrow night.
Well, if they're not, bring them along. We got plenty of tickets.
Might be, might not be.
Well, show up with a woman. You know, we've never seen you anywhere. We're the woman.
Really?
Really?
That's true. I met Free one time. I met Mike's girlfriend at her high school,
Let's see. I met Buzz's wife.
Okay. All right, bye, Robert. He's starting his comedy routine now.
Oh, my.
Robert the Mailman. All I got out of that call, Rob. Now, give us a translation on that. What's wrong with his wiener?
He got blood in his number three.
Okay, thank you.
And
thank you, Dr. Spiewak.
I called him today to tell him where to get his ticket, and he told me that, and I almost drove off the road because he didn't say it that way.
That'll make your blood turn cold, won't it?
It made my tummy feel bad.
He has, it gives you that queasy feeling when he starts doing that little shtick that he does.
Well, more you think about it.
Rob gave us the most accurate description. It would like, you know, it's like if you've got a shrimp cocktail and you've got some horseradish.
Yes.
And you put just a dollop of tartar sauce.
Exact same consistency.
Cocktail sauce.
That's right. What I was saying. Yeah,
tartar sauce you wouldn't see. No,
cocktail sauce.
Or Tabasco.
Yeah. Why do I think we might not be getting all the information?
Well, I don't think anybody does yet. I hope we do.
Yeah.
What's the test?
I don't know. Well, but maybe as simple as a broken blood vessel.
Yeah, well,
we just want to hope against complications.
Because he's so virile.
Because, he's so violent.
He pumps so much.
He's like a Klingon.
Yeah.
He's going to explode.
Yeah. He will destroy a woman.
Yeah, of course.
Remember, you couldn't have sex with Worf on Star Trek because, you know, unfortunately, he was such an animal, he would rip any woman apart.
Well, he could make love to another Klingon, but nobody from any other planet.
Oh, I think he did screw Deanna Troi, but maybe that was in one of their fantasy episodes. One of their dream episodes.
Troi would be the one that he should be with. You know, that Worf should be with, I would think.
She can handle him.
I remember in the day. Ooh, Deanna Troi.
Counselor Troi.
That's the best thing about Star Trek.
Yeah. Counselor Troi, join me in the ready room.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Now engage.
No, there, Deanna Troi.
Engage.
Ooh, boy.
Watch out for the blood.
Wow.
Yuck.
Yuck.
What the hell is that about?
Yuck.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Howdy.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
How you doing today?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Hey, if you jack up your chlorine in the
pool, I think somebody you can finish that sentence for him. I know what he was telling Don. Yeah.
I
up the chlorine, kill the frogs.
I'm really trying my best with all of the stuff, with all of the chemicals and stuff to put it in the pool. But, you know, my concern is that if I was to do that, you know, I would go there like with the 5-gallon thing of chlorine, just pour it all in.
And then you take your next dip and your skin would slough off.
Right. Yeah.
And besides, you risk breeding some sort of powerful mutant frog.
Right.
That could be damaged.
Seeking revenge.
I am immune to the chlorine. Bro.
I'm Larry.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello, John, Don.
Yeah.
You want to go down to the pond and do some gigging?
Do some gigging.
Take a kid on a big stick and put a point on it and get some gigging.
Do some frog gigging.
All right, get out of here. Get out of here, for goodness sakes. Well, now that I have that massacre off my chest, we can move on with the show. A break coming up here. I'm hearing from the executive producer it would be a good time to take a break.
He's good.
Let me confer with the junior producer.
Great time to take a break.
Thank you, Colin. When we come back, of course, we're going to walk Mike through this whole thing with the singing the national anthem this weekend.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
And listen,
I don't want to do it.
You've got your issues.
Yeah.
But so does, real life G.I. Joe with a beard and hair over there.
He certainly does. There's something afoot. Oh, yeah. I'm just having a bit of a day. Really. All I know from what I've been hearing from everybody, I think we're all going to be there tomorrow night, and there could be, in our section, one big fist fight.
Yeah, well, all I know is that right now it's a contest for Buzz, who he's more displeased with.
Right.
A major retail outlet.
Yes.
Or his child bride of 31 years.
It's a neck and neck race.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. And you guys will actually be celebrating that anniversary really tomorrow night at the baseball game.
That was the plan, yes.
That was the plan?
Yes, that was the plan.
Is it still the plan?
As far as I know, yes.
Okay. It's very rare when Buzz comes in and just starts railing about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like when the door opens up and it's Buzz just going, God.
I just start in.
Goddamn Sears. Goddamn wife. Goddamn traffic.
He's got something to get off his chest.
Cell phones. Yeah, he does.
It was a bit of a day. I'll survive, but it was a bit of a day.
We'll give him a moment to get his story together. To figure out just how much you actually want to tell.
Yes, please.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
We must tread lightly.
Ah, you're good at that. You know how to do that.
I don't want to kill any frogs here. And I don't want to kill any frogs.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Yowza.
It's time for an edition of... He's Full of Crap.
Yay!
Today's celebrity is as hot as today's headlines.
Really?
Starring in the critically panned Miami Vice.
Mm-hmm.
I bet I know who it is. Jamie Foxx.
Oh, I can imagine. He's good for some crappy quotes.
He's full of crap.
I had to be careful with it because, you know, Miami Vice has spent a lot of money on this film. So Michael Mann was like, I want you dedicated. I want you here every day and I want you working. But Timbaland allowed me to use his studio bus. So I would do a scene, sneak on the bus, sing a come, and then run back. And then all the while, Michael Mann was like, what's going on in that bus? And I saw Kanye West come out of there. I said, no, we just sitting there having a good time. You know what I'm saying? So we had to kind of hide it from him. But it was a good thing because the energy that you would get in Miami off the set, I would just go right onto the bus and lay something fly down.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because you're just so happening, Jamie. You are so incredible.
That's right, because I've always wanted to see what it would be like if Ray Charles was in Miami Vice. Because that's exactly what you get now with Jamie Foxx. Every single role is Ray Charles. Thank God he did, like, Any Given Sunday before he Ray. Otherwise, it would have been Ray Charles playing quarterback.
If that were the case, though, the car chases will be good.
Hey, was that Kanye West coming out of your bus?
Is that Kanye?
Oh, you're in trouble. You're so cool. Doing so much. You're such a triple threat performer. Ass!
Full of crap.
God. He was able to lay down some fly tracks.
We've got one more. Hold on.
So he says.
Yes, how about... Working. With the handsome Colin Farrell, he's full of crap.
Ladies, watch out. Colin Farrell is at his hottest right now.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
You're a good team.
I mean, even I was caught up. I was like, look at, man, dude.
Yeah.
Full
really?
Of crap.
Do your thing over there, brother. Because, I mean, there's something about him. We did a party for Ocean Drive Magazine in Miami, and I brought Eddie Murphy was there, and they said, everybody, Eddie, I had Shaq there, and the women just lost their mind. And it was laughing. So like, oh, no, it was crazy, you know. So it was a good run. The thing that people don't know about Colin, he's a family guy. So he'd have his mother, he would have his father there, and his two sisters. And it was like being in Ireland almost, because you know he's like, talking about the whole thing, right? And it was just great.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's
how we play.
You got it. He got his plug in, he got his crap in, and he got his ass kissing in.
He's full of crap.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. And that movie last year with the stealth.
Yes.
I think with the stealth play, the name Stealth.
Yes.
Again, it was like Ray Charles flying a plane.
Exactly. I will always be Ray.
Incidentally, be very hard.
I go see.
They will cure your irritable ball syndrome. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I'm thinking that's a great follow-up to Soul Plane.
Wow.
If you have Ray Charles flying a plane.
I love Soul Plane.
I really do.
I watch Soul Plane when it comes on cable now. I didn't go see it in the theaters, but I love it for its novelty.
You and my dad.
Yeah, Soul Plane?
Yeah, he's a fan. I know he's had more than 3 beers when he's watching Soul Plane.
You cannot beat it when they show the plane with the spinners. I'm sorry. That, to me, is worth the entire movie.
Jamie Foxx, God bless him. I think we all agree he's very, very talented.
Incredibly talented.
But the problem is... Now okay.
What Rob just said?
Rob again has his own... Rob's like a bobblehead doll over there, just going, no. He is very talented, but we gave him the goddamn Oscar, and now he thinks that his doesn't stink.
I think that celebrities that achieve that kind of stardom, that can keep perspective, mm-hmm. are exceptions to the rule.
Oh, yeah.
I think Tom Hanks is an example of it. You get people that are just so...
Oh, no, hold on.
They're having
hold
smoke on. Blown
hold
all day
on.
Long.
What? Hold on.
What?
I got a Tom Hanks... I've been wanting to talk about Tom Hanks. Did you know he was in town last week?
I did not. No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Just hold on one second.
Wow. In fitting into that same category?
Yeah, well, yeah, and even more
saving
so.
The world and the world according to Tom Hanks.
Okay. Tom Hanks, you are Mr. Everyday, down-to-earth, good guy.
Yeah,
right?
The last we talked about Tom Hanks was when he was coaching the Oscar winners
on how not to be long-winded.
Yeah, you just threw out his name, and it's funny you threw out his name like as maybe one of the not dick guys.
No, I threw out his name as one of the dick guys.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Well, then you'll even appreciate it even more.
Yeah, because Tom Hanks and Jamie Foxx were cut out of the same mold.
Oh, thank you. See, I thought you were saying you know, he's not one of our great ones.
You remember we both flipped on Tom Hanks at the same time when it was right when he started, you know, doing all the movies with Steven Spielberg. Like, he was the authority on Astronauts. Then, he was the authority on World War II.
Then you're going to love this for He's Full of Crap.
Okay.
Tom Hanks. And this one is without sound bites. This is just a story. So, Tom Hanks, because he's so beloved and so down-to-earth and ordinary like all of us, wants to have his 50th birthday be a little special for him.
Okay.
So what he's doing is he's going to every major league ballpark this summer with his son and with some of his Hollywood buddies.
Ron Howard and Dennis Miller.
Oh, God.
Now, this past weekend, I was watching the Nationals, our team here in D.C.
Go Nats. Nats are playing some good baseball.
They're playing the Cubs. Mm-hmm. It's in high def. And I figure, hey, they're the local team. You know, I'll watch the local team.
Sure.
I like the Nationals.
Sure.
Turn it on for a second, and right away, bingo, it's the right time. They got the shot in the stands. Mm-hmm. So there they are. And I noticed at the time, even though it's a very warm day, it was before the heat wave, but it was in the 80s, and it was a day game, Tom Hanks was wearing some type of shiny jacket.
Okay.
Looked like, at first I maybe thought he was wearing like maybe a baseball jacket, you know, like those disco kind that they have.
Satin jacket.
Right.
When they went in for a close up, the jacket said on one side, it was a logo, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Cleveland, Ohio. And on the other side, embroidered was Tom Hanks.
Oh, God.
Unofficial member. So, the guy's walking around on an 85-degree day wearing a very gaudy jacket that says Cleveland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with his name on it. Now, he's also in the stands, and he's got the whole, he's got the baseball hat and the sunglasses on, like, hey, don't look at me, I'm an ordinary guy.
Uh-huh.
He is getting his ass kissed at ballparks throughout America.
He is wearing a jacket with his name embroidered.
Yep.
He has achieved that level of stardom.
Swear
and he wears a jacket with it. Even at our bottom feeding, lowest possible rung of celebrity, we don't wear jackets with our names on them
swear
anymore.
Swear to Christ. I mean, even Ron Howard, who is in the picture, at least doesn't have, like, Imagine, which is the name of his studio, hat on. He just had a regular baseball hat on.
So, really, in order to, that can only say one thing to me. When any celebrity wears a piece of clothing like that, it is look at me.
And
so obviously he is not getting the attention.
And obviously this thing about him celebrating his 50th birthday and going from ballpark to ballpark with his son as a father-son bonding experience is really full of crap when you're there with Dennis Miller.
Who knows what his motivations are, but that sure sounds like, you know, the Tom Hanks promotional tour.
Yes.
Oh, and you know what else? At one of the games, it was rained out, so they did like a press conference. They set it up in the press box where they all had witty banter with the press, so they're just loving the whole
thing. Well, he must have something coming out.
Him and Ron Howard.
Is Dennis Miller in any of his movies coming out?
No, it's just, it happened to be, I read, Jesus, I wish I had it. Tom Hanks said that it was originally he and Ron Howard decided to do this, you know, as their rich boy lark. And somewhere along the way, they met Dennis Miller, and Dennis Miller said, hey, this seems like a groovy idea. And so now Dennis Miller is a member of the club.
Oh, my God.
Just going from ballpark to ballpark.
That is the full of crap.
Alert. Just regular guys hopping in the Volkswagen Beetle.
Right. What I was going to say when you mentioned Tom Hanks, and the same thing with Jamie Foxx, is that you've got a situation where I think it is an exception to the rule when celebrities keep their head on straight, because they are 24/7 having people blow smoke up their butts all the time. And I really think that you get a guy like Jamie Foxx, he doesn't think what he's doing is bad. He's not even aware of what he's saying. It is normal for him. That is as normal as breathing. Just like with Tom Hanks, when he comes out and he says, I'm an authority on, you know, the veterans and the greatest generation. It is as normal as breathing, because there is no one in his inner circle or in his outer circle that says something like, hey, dude, get some perspective.
You just made me laugh again, because that's another one of the things that we do hate about Tom Hanks so much. Hi, I'm Tom Hanks. Even though I'm only 50 years old and World War II happened, hold on, let me check my calendar. Oh, yes, before I was born.
Right.
Or even while I was in my mother's womb.
Sure.
let me talk to you as
well
an expert.
Before.
Mm-hmm. Let me talk to you as an expert mm-hmm. on World War II.
Yes, anytime please. He makes a movie, it seems to me, because he plays a role where someone writes some dialogue, where he plays something in that movie, he becomes an advocate and also an expert.
Yes.
You know what is a nasty word, Mike? You know what's a nasty word that I'm really starting to hate?
What's that?
Advocate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What I would really like to do is start punching advocates. Because it seems to me that advocates... Listen, if people wanted to speak for themselves, they'd speak for themselves. I mean, really, if you want to be an advocate of somebody, Tom Hanks, you know, get your ass over to Israel. Get your ass over to Iraq. Get your ass over to any of the starving countries. You know, do what Brad and Angelina are doing.
That's right.
Get involved.
Well, you know, you can make fun of
advocate.
Brad and Angelina. But, you know, Brad and Angelina are over there seriously doing stuff. And,
yeah.
and they are. And it's just, and I don't even mind Tom Hanks doing stuff for whatever cause it is, but it's just when you hear him speak, he is the sanctimonious authority for everything he's associated with, and it kills me. And he's wearing a satin jacket with his name thrown on it.
Every time he advocates something, why don't you just watch a video of Bachelor Party or Bosom Buddy?
And the whole Jamie Foxx thing is really sad because...
He has no idea.
No, he's doing PR for this movie.
Right.
I saw him on the Today Show. I mean, he's full of energy. He's like, good morning, New York. I'm here to do it. This is the movie of the summer. This is the movie. I want to tell you, this is... I mean...
And for his sake...
Has he not seen a screening of the movie? Really?
For his sake, I hope that his star continues to rise and that he has an incredibly long career where people blow smoke up his ass forever. Because really, the fact is, if he doesn't, he's going to crash harder than other celebrities that are a little more grounded. It's just going to happen. I mean, don't you see a lot of these celebrities that, you know, they have their fame, they have their movie, and then they maybe roll on and do something else. And then you have people that just need it and hang on to it. Mm-hmm. And that's guys like Jamie Foxx. Yeah, lay down some fly tracks, you know.
Ah, hey, dude, where's your percent? Yo, egomaniac, stop it, please. It's ridiculous.
Listen, I never thought I'd say this to Jamie Foxx. You know Will Smith.
Wow.
And I mean that. You know what I mean? Getting jiggy with it?
Yeah.
You know Will Smith.
Miami.
Okay.
There's a school of thought that says the ego...
Welcome to Miami.
The ego guys, you know, that if you say something like, hey, I'm fantastic, you know, hey, you know why this movie was good is because I was in it.
Yeah.
And it's like a joke. And then it slowly morphs into a real way of thinking, and that's the way Jamie Foxx is now. It's scary.
Yeah.
It's amazing, but it happens.
And also, he turns into Ray... An awful lot. If you're sitting there watching him being interviewed by somebody, he'll just, like, toss it in and say, yeah, this movie is really great. It reminds me when I was in Ray, when I would just all of a sudden go, and, of course, then everybody's,
And, and his inner circle's doing that, too. Nobody's going, hey, you really sounded like an ass when you said that.
And you won the Academy Award for that. Oh, shucks. I wasn't going to bring that up. I just spontaneously started doing some Ray Charles.
Mm-hmm.
What did you just put in the machine?
You requested Will Smith. Now, this is an artist. This is a fly track.
Yeah, I'm not going to play the other one.
Which one?
My favorite.
The Wiki Wiki Wild.
He knows what I like.
Wild Wild West.
Wiki Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
Wild, wild West.
Hold on, I got it.
You know,
Wiki Wild
Wild West.
You know, this is an abortion of a Stevie Wonder song.
I had to be careful with it because, you know, Miami Vice had spent a lot of money on this film. So Michael Mann was like, I want you dedicated. I want you here every day and I want you working. But I had a tenderly...
Bowl of crap.
Huh?
But now here's Stevie Wonder. No, I take it back, Will Smith. Yuck. This is right where Will Smith started to get his come up in life. When Wild Wild West came out, that's when he leaned over into his adult diaper and realized that, in fact, his did smell just like everybody else's did.
It's amazing that such a bad movie could give us such an incredible piece of music.
You know,
that would be Mike O'Mara speaking, everybody.
I enjoy the music of
Wiki Wiki
Will Smith.
Slightly
so.
Wiki Wow Wow.
It has a nice melody.
It does.
Did you like Will 2K?
Allowed me to use his studio bus.
Oh, I'm sorry. Again, that's...
Jamie.
Jamie Farr.
Did you say Jamie Farr?
Yes, I did.
You said Jamie Farr.
No, that's Jamil Farrar.
I did say Jamie Farr.
Do you know, I saw Jamie Farr at the LPGA Toledo Open. Old Jamie Farr. Was the host of the tournament.
Right?
Yeah. KCK. Very gray.
You know what I don't like about him, what I heard about him?
Right.
He's nosy.
Very.
There you go, Mike.
I like Wiki Wow Wow, but otherwise, forget it.
You don't like Will 2K?
No.
Can we get jiggy with
I like parents just don't understand.
Yeah.
That's old school.
Exactly.
Now, Dad is a very sensitive subject.
Oh, that's his kid.
That's where he pulled to Kathy Lee.
Yep. Oh, yeah, he's done that forever. He's another one that has a little, you know, as far as movie stars go, a little perspective problem, I think.
Hey, how you doing, son? It's me, your dad. I left your mom to go be with a real hot piece of ass, but let me write a song for you. That's right, even because I left mom, and I'm giving the high hard ones. Is it Vivian?
Jada?
Oh, Jada Pinkett.
Right. Did he leave? I thought this was his kid with Jada.
Oh, no.
Really?
This is another one. This was from another baby's mama. But this song tells tells the kid.
The first was
the first one,
Anna Nicole, the kid that he had with Anna Nicole.
Even though I'm not there for you, I'm going to be there for you. All you got to do is put on this record whenever I'm not there.
You know, this is supposed to make him look really nice.
That's right. I'm going to write about how I went and touched your head when you were a little baby. How I loved having you in the house. You're my little man.
Wiki Wah Wah.
But now Daddy can't be here anymore.
I pledge my life to you.
Because Jada's got a sweet daisy.
Don't worry.
You miss Daddy.
Just
put on my record that I wrote about you.
Put on one of my movies.
You see Daddy right there.
And let's bring Tom Hanks over. And he'll talk about World War II veterans and how we've forgotten them.
And the rock and roll.
Because none of us know that. None of us pay attention to that.
Without Tom.
Without Tom's guidance.
And Will Smith.
Smith.
Jesus. Not enough Jamie Foxx.
Major Will.
Please.
At least when I've seen Colin Farrell do ads for the movie, when he's asked about Miami Vice, he pretty much just runs his hands through his hair.
Yeah.
And says, you know, he's fun. You know what I mean? He's not out there whoring it like a bitch.
So is it established that Miami Vice, a total suck fest of a movie?
I dare you to find anybody of note. As a matter of fact, I can't be sure of this, but I think even Mark S. Allen from Sacramento has not given it a rave review.
Wow. Kiss of death.
Wow. Yep.
Kiss of death.
Can't succeed now.
All right, Mike, listen, are you or are you not ready for tomorrow? I know you're not ready for tomorrow.
No, I've never done anything like it. I've never done... And be careful what you wish for. I wanted to do this. I still want to do this. I'm excited about it. But I'm nervous.
Tomorrow night.
I'm nervous. It's you know why I'm nervous? I'm nervous
because the eighth man.
A lot around it.
Radio's number one aper.
Mm-hmm.
Mike O'Mara.
Right.
My best buddy will sing the national anthem tomorrow night, Saturday night, July 29, at G. Dick Fitzner Stadium in Woodbridge, Virginia, as the Potomac Nationals take on the Winston-Salem Warthogs.
All right. We might get a couple of hats.
The game's at 7:05. Baseball fever. Catch it.
I'm very, very excited. But the pressure is enhanced. It would not, you know, I don't care how many people are going to be at the game. The pressure is there because we have everyone from our crew going.
And we're going to be recording it. Robbie, I think, aren't we getting a feed right from their soundboard?
Yeah, it'll be pristine.
Oh, perfect.
And then we'll play it on Monday's show. Come on.
I mean, I'll do it. I'm going to be
You're
fine.
A good singer, Captain.
And I'm not going out tonight. I'm staying in tonight. So I'm going to be in good voice tomorrow. I'll be able to... I won't have the Wednesday night appearance voice that would really... I don't think I could have done it if I had to do it yesterday at like noon.
All right. So how are you...
It wouldn't have worked.
Are you going to do it...
I'm doing Robert Merrill. I'm doing the... not like phony opera guy, but I'm doing kind of like the... I'll give you the very first part.
Okay.
Oh, say... It's not going to be the... Because I'm not, like, a singer.
Is that the
So I'm
going
to do the phony...
Yes, you are.
No, I'm
just
not going to do
it... Start. Just
oh,
give it a start.
Oh, say, can
stand
you...
Up, no, stand up okay. like you're going to have to stand up.
Can I'll give as much as you want, because I could use the for the pressure off to rehearse it a little bit.
Let's hear some of it.
Oh, right? Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed. There, that's the style I'm going to do with him. Because I'm not going to do the... I can't... The other way is to me, I know it sounds like I'm jive doing it. Doing it jive is the only way I really know how to do it.
It sounds like Santa Claus.
Do it
in your regular voice.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light twilight's last gleaming?
I'm not being assing you.
I might at the last minute do it that way anyway. So I'm going to do it the regular way. I'll do it the way you said.
It seems more relaxed, and maybe that'll help you.
May I offer one piece of advice?
What?
Don't pay attention to the speakers when they start playing your voice back at you a second later. The delay will mess with
your head. I don't think it's
that
big a stadium.
It's still going to mess with your head.
I don't think it's going to be as bad as like if you did it at a really massive stadium. I think it's going to be...
Just remain focused on the moment.
And the rock is
ready.
Do you know all the words?
Yeah. I was practicing in the car. That's where I'm doing all my practice. Anybody that was passing me in the car. Huh?
How loud?
Full loud over the air conditioner. You know, And the only thing I was going to do at the end was I might try the double note.
Oh, really?
Home of the...
Or the land of the free.
Wow.
And the home of the brave. But I don't think I'm going to do that because if you F that up, it's very embarrassing.
Not good.
And I think also that's unless you're like a professional singer, that's jive to do that. So I don't want to do it.
Well, you're a DJ at a minor league baseball game. I think you can do it any way you want to do it.
But I will do it the way you suggest, which is kind of a... you see...
That sounded more natural.
That is more natural.
Yeah.
But there's
I kind of wanted to do the... Oh, see...
Well, maybe you want to. Knock yourself out.
Johnny Constantino.
He's a nice boy.
And of course, then what I was really... Which I could not do, because as Roseanne demonstrated, when you do this with the national anthem, you cause major controversy, but I was so tempted to get there and go, like Dennis Murphy.
No, we don't want that.
And if you go for that double note thing, there's always a chance it's going to come out Charlie.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm free. And I'm home.
But I'm more nervous about the combination because I didn't know that I was
throwing out the first pitch.
Yeah, how did that get worked in? I guess they said that's included.
They thought it would be an honor.
A nice touch because I haven't had a chance to practice that, and I might practice that tomorrow too. I got baseballs at home.
Don't worry about that, Tiger.
You know, you said do it from the mound, right?
Yeah, well, you don't want to be a pussy and stand in front of the mound.
Well, I'll do it from wherever they tell me to do.
I even saw Bush did it from the mound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if George W.
could throw a baseball.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
How many feet
can I do to help you?
You want to sing like yourself and throw like Robert Merrill.
400 feet, Rob.
No,
it's 400 feet from home plate to the pitcher's mound.
Smaller on television.
And don't forget, stand on the rubber.
I just don't know what to
do. And
wear.
By that, of course, I mean, Buzz, the condoms.
I thought, because he can't help.
Don't forget to stand on the rubber.
Sure. And I'm getting, I just don't know whether to go with the regular touch or the pale blue stuff. But
this is obviously a really breaking news. Okay.
Wow.
Hello.
Hey, Don, hey, Mike. Long time no talk.
Hello, Dennis.
Hey, Mike, I'm going to be there to support you.
All right.
Present?
Are you bringing the presents?
No, I put my...
Didn't you hear Rob's request that the only way you could come...
is what?
We all agree.
Rob, why don't you step up to the microphone and tell Dennis...
Hi, Dennis. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Rob. How you doing?
Great. It's just been so long since we've seen you. I thought it might be a nice gesture if you brought our Christmas presents to the game. Wrapped.
How about a Glock and Walker studio next week?
Not so much.
How about you tell us where the frig you've been?
I've been doing stuff and...
How's your gas station?
That was cold.
Yeah, now, hey, John.
Norman.
Hey, Johnny.
Hello.
Johnny.
Yeah.
I'm talking to John Norman. When did we start getting emails from people saying that Dennis is buying a gas station or a restaurant?
That had to, I think the gas station email started in January, and then I'd say the restaurant stuff started, April or May?
Norman.
Dennis, are you a restaurateur?
I'm an investor in a restaurant.
Ah.
I'm an investor in a restaurant.
So you just have a hand in it.
So what have you been up to, Murphy?
I've been,
running. No, I'm not running. I've been helping my brother-in-law, and I've been helping at the restaurant, and I've been looking to get into another business.
At the restaurant, front of the house or back of the house?
I do the accounting for them.
Do the accounting? Yeah. Oh, they were short-handed?
hey, now, come on. When
I've been short-handed for 7 years.
When Buzz jumps in, you know that you're doomed. Mm-hmm. You're doomed. Dennis, you realize that your spot on the totem pole...
My
God, damn! Let me just look
at Dennis. You used to call the show like every day.
Let me just look at some of the people who are ahead of you. Well, of course, your nemesis Tom is ahead of you. Bob Mailman is way ahead of you.
Well,
God, we love Robert. Cheryl the Big Dyke is ahead of you. Homosexual Joseph is ahead of you.
Yep.
But I bet Dennis would give his eye teeth to be back in the thick of it.
Never said I lost
my
middle tooth a couple months ago.
Dennis, you what?
What?
He lost a middle tooth.
Oh,
Dennis, I don't want to hear about your bad dog like teeth. We offered to give you new teeth, and we found a dentist who gave Robert the Mailman new teeth, and they were teeth that you passed on,
you
friend.
I did not pass on it. I was scared, but I'm glad Robert got his new set of choppers.
Hold on. You got half a tongue, dog's teeth. And you're missing a hand. That's not a put down. That's a fact. Hold on a second. Let me just restate that.
Okay.
You have half a tongue, dog's teeth, and you are missing a hand.
Dog's teeth.
You were afraid of going to see a licensed dentist who is going to give you free medical assistance, free regular non-wolfen-like teeth.
How are the teeth now?
The teeth are. Doing well, except for the mock tooth.
Yeah. Which tooth? Please describe exactly which tooth we're talking. You said middle.
That's
kind of confusing.
The bottom middle.
Yeah, so do you have like a big homeless gap down in the lower?
I have a congruence life gap.
How did the tooth come dislodged? Were you eating a Twinkie?
Did it work itself out?
Eating a family gun. Uh-oh.
Well, thank God you didn't lose one of the good teeth.
Oh, God.
Dentistry the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, okay. Well, Dennis, what can I say?
All right, Dennis, you can come.
We'll see you tomorrow night. Yeah. We had floated the invitation out there.
Mike, you will do well, because I did well. Don't worry about it.
I won't even think about your performance when I'm performing.
It's too bad we've already submitted the will call list. You're going to have to buy a ticket.
Rob, could you make a special...
I'll try, but I stop by will call and bring ID.
Okay, I'll do that, Rob.
Okay, goodbye now, Dennis.
Don?
Yes, Dennis, is there any chance you give Tom Gavin a ride?
Yeah, you know what? You could be a pal.
Because Tom can't go. He doesn't have the money there for a cab.
He really needs a lift.
I know, but remember, I spent 7 hours with him a couple months ago.
Well, no, but he really needs a ride, and this is just, you know, once you get to the game, you don't even have to sit with him.
Speaking for myself, I would feel no need for you to buy me any type of gift.
I'm right in that camp. I will. You don't have to bring gifts ever. If you give Tom a ride to the game.
You owe us so many years of Christmas presents, but let's just forget that and wipe that slate clean.
And I don't even know, because the bridges seem to have been burned between you and Tom.
Now, Tom may not even accept the ride from Dennis.
That's what I was going to say. You never know. I mean, you think he'll take the ride? Dennis, would you be willing?
A couple hours of Tom... What the heck?
And you got to take him home, too.
Yeah, you have to take him home.
You can't believe it.
No kidding.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be fun. You'll enjoy. Yeah, you guys will enjoy the ride.
You two are like David Spade and late Chris Farley.
We'll have to wait on Tom and find out if Tom is going to accept the ride from you.
Well, okay, but if Tom is alive, I will go by and pick him up.
That's
a very good, Dennis.
That's the best present of all.
Thanks a lot.
you've made Tom very happy.
Touch a hand, make a friend. Dennis, we'll see you tomorrow night out of the stadium.
By the way, I do need a hand. If someone has a hand, after him, I'll take it.
What do you mean? You need a prosthetic?
A hand transplant.
A hand up, not a hand out.
Are you viable for a hand transplant?
I think I can, but the only thing with a hand transplant
means maybe you have to, like, go to a doctor and find out about
it. Don't you remember when there was that guy in the news? Excuse me, but Buzz had a story in the news about a guy that had a hand replacement. We thought of Dennis at that time.
Right.
Oh, by the way, Buzz.
Yes?
Did you get to school last weekend? Someone went into a new store and went behind the counter and cut his hand off with a new cleaver?
I did. I saw that story.
Okay.
Yeah. Dennis, a serious question. Are you able to get a hand? Could they transplant a working hand onto yours?
On your stump. But the thing is, I'm going to have to take medicine for the rest of my life.
Would you
anti-rejection?
And Dennis, come on. So you mean to tell me that the thought of just taking medicine is the thing that's keeping you from getting a hand?
That's worse than not having the hand?
Well, you know what? If it could be done, why not?
Would you accept the transplant of a left hand onto your right arm?
Because I'm losing feeling and
how about a foot? Would you take a foot?
Hmm?
Have you seen a doctor about it?
Would you take if they could put a foot instead of a hand at the end of your arm? Would you take it?
I'm not gonna be a hard guy. I'm already.
What if Rob had a great question? What if it was the hand for the other hand? Left hand on your right stump.
Come on, I need both hands.
What if it was a woman's hand?
Why not?
A woman's hand. That would be fun.
That's interesting.
Would you take a black man's hand?
Oh, we found it. Wow. We found his line in the sand.
A black man's hand? What the hell? Why not?
What about a Chinaman's hand?
A Chinaman? That's fine.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, not as black as a black man's hand.
American Indian?
Okay, Buzz.
Yeah.
Okay, Buzz.
Sorry, Dennis.
Well, I'll be...
Listen,
I'll
tell you what, Dennis, why don't you just please be a pal, contact Tom, work it out, and we'll see you cats, the Odd Couple, tomorrow night at the baseball game.
Yeah, the Odd Couple. Thank a lot.
Between the two of them, they're going to get a great parking spot.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. I've got a good parking spot anyway.
Dennis doesn't even need the tag.
Right.
All Dennis has to do is just roll down his window.
If you roll up and it's Tom Gavin and you in the car, you guys can drive on the sidewalk.
Remember when they used to bring the pitchers out in a little golf cart?
Right, exactly.
That's exactly what they would get.
In the shape of a baseball? That would be the perfect one, wouldn't it?
A golf cart. That would be nice.
We look forward to a spell. A night. All right, come out. Yeah.
I forgot how much you love just being on the radio, how hard it is to just say goodbye to you.
Okay, goodbye, Don, and goodbye, Mike.
Yes. Okay,
bye, Dennis.
Now.
Hang up.
Yes, Dennis.
Hang up, please.
Congratulations.
Come on.
Thank you. Bye, Dennis.
Hang up.
There he goes.
He's gone.
Super Murph.
Yes.
There he goes.
Don, we have a show business bulletin.
Oh, hold on a second.
Yes. Breaking news indeed.
Happy or sad, Buzz?
I think you'll enjoy it. It's probably sad, but I think you'll enjoy it anyway.
Is it a celebrity passing?
No, the celebrity has survived.
Who is it?
Oscar-winning actor and director Mel Gibson has been arrested for driving under the influence in Malibu, California.
When news breaks out,
the passion of the drunk.
Break in. I'm Donnie Rather. When news breaks out, we break in.
Wow. Police say he was driving at an excessively fast speed when they pulled him over.
Well, he's a brave heart.
Yes.
A little early to drink, isn't
it? I mean, really, out there? When did they pop him?
I don't have a time.
Probably last night. I would assume it was probably last night.
It says today, so maybe after midnight.
They pulled him over, and the cop said, Jesus Christ. And he said, exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
Word of that was just released.
Wow.
I wonder how his buddy Ron Howard will feel about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I also heard when he was driving, he was ignoring all of the signs. I know that was an obscure one.
They'll crucify him for this.
Yours was better.
He got mad at the cop. Yeah. Max.
He was sitting there. I'm surprised you could pay attention with that dog in the car. I still, you know, it still goes back to Mad Max, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So that's the Mel Gibson I love.
Best scene in Mad Max? When the guy tries to catch the boomerang and it cuts all of his fingers off.
Right. But it's a reminder to all our listeners, if you drink and drive, just remember that car is a lethal weapon.
Gosh, I hope that his career isn't held for ransom.
Now we're fighting. There's so many more. So many more. Wow, man.
I'll tell you what, Mike. You know,
go ahead.
Even though, see, this is not a Jap attack. We're really playing. Sometimes I complain about the fact that I don't know, but I do know this. I know what women want. That's the one we could read Helen Hunt's mind.
Right.
It's a good thing that he didn't get in a wreck, because he could have turned into a man without a
flag. I wanted that one.
You know, it's no fair that you play.
I wanted that one.
Mike.
Damn.
But it's a victory for me. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm forever young.
Oh, wow.
That's the one where he was the guy like from the 1940s who came back in time.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you're king of the Mel Gibson movies. You win. Congratulations.
Long may you
live. I'm conceding early. I come out. I can't think of anything.
And what's that one that's in, like, blue and white, not black and white, blue? Is it Payback? Payback? Like, where he's a mobster, he goes after some guy in Chicago. Payback?
Right, right.
Boy, am I gay for Mel Gibson movies, I guess.
And now he's in trouble. Our boy's in trouble.
Well, he's a celebrity. What the hell? He'll get right out of it.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Like a bird on a wire.
Who cares? He will. He'll meet someone in rehab, and the next thing you know, he'll have a great idea for his next great motion picture.
Well, you know what? That
the
Catholic
genius
church
of Mel Gibson.
That Catholic church he goes to, you know, he hits the wine because you know he's a drinker.
Genius of all of our celebrities. Thank God Jamie Foxx is okay. That's all I can.
Yes.
And Jamie Farr.
Absolutely. You know what? We never. So Mike's thing is tomorrow night.
Right. I'd like to see a big crowd. It will make me very happy if you come out and support us.
I'm sure they'll have a sellout tomorrow night. We'll have a complete replay on Monday's episode of Mike singing, throwing out the first ball. Lots of tape of us hanging out in the stands, getting drunk. Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob, Joe, Tom. Dennis.
Special parking.
Bob. Cheryl. Joseph.
RJ.
Uh-huh.
RJ?
RJ's coming.
Raymond?
Yeah.
Oh, your butler? Wow.
The entire extended
It's official now. I'm wrapping my children in saran wrap.
The land of misfits.
We'll be there.
The land of misfit toys, for God's sake.
It's our box that will look like a carnival.
When we come back, we'll find out why Buzz is in such a funk. And also, we'll have episode number 2 coming up.
Yay.
Of the brand new radio soap opera, Meet the Fartleys.
Fantastic.
Meet the Fartleys. So everybody get your thespian stuff together, and we'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, it's time to play another exciting installment of Be Full of Crap.
Uh-huh.
Slightly different variety this time. Celebrity Oscar winner Dustin Hoffman. What the hell is he saying? He's full of crap.
There's nothing wrong with failing. You're going to fail. I fail. It's everything is success, 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 success. Fine. But give me something that is, that's in the and let the film not work. Let the actor not even be consistent with it. Put me in there, in that place with somebody. And that's, and that's worth everything.
Again, that was perfect.
He's full of crap now. Totally full of crap.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. Mind your own effing business. Leave me the F alone. I hate you. F you. Shut the F up.
All right. Well, Phil, settle down.
Shut the F up.
Urgent. Jesus Christ.
They understand the art of the bunt. Don and Mike.
Bill?
What are you, a moron?
Bill.
I'm with you.
Your behavior is outrageous and unacceptable.
Doesn't matter where we are.
Thank you, buddy. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Bill?
I think you are way out of control. You need serious, serious help.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Phil.
Gotcha. Okay. Is that it for him? Or is that...
Are you an idiot? Are you a moron?
Never.
Are you effing stupid?
Phil, Well, why so edgy?
He never stops giving. He's like those John Wayne tapes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Tell me under what rationale that's okay.
Bill McGrath.
Brother. He's there. No good, but he's your brother.
Thanks, Duke.
Oh, can't start this today.
You effing idiot.
They're talking to each other.
I don't like your men watching us, trying to catch us with our backs turned.
Hey, Phil, you got anything to say about that?
You effing C-word.
Whoa!
I'm running out of breath.
Oh, man.
You talk if you want to.
Whoa, they're fighting badly.
Okay, all right.
This is going to end up bad.
Phil, stop it, please.
Tell me under what rationale
I only heard this one.
That's okay.
If any trouble starts around this jail, before anybody can get to you, you're going to get accidentally shot.
Oh, now he's escalated it. He has truly escalated the fight.
Are you an idiot? Are you a moron?
He's up,
Are
Phil.
You effing stupid?
Hey, Phil.
Go on back to the bottle. Get drunk.
Wow. Duke's getting mad.
Okay, that's it. We're going to give this one to the Duke.
I think you are way out of control.
No.
You need serious,
he's the winner.
Serious help.
Don't expect me to do something about it.
I like it when they really talk.
He's the winner. No doubt about it. Here we go. Howdy. Hi. This is the Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don. How are you?
Hi there. I'm fine. So's Mike. So's Buzz. So's everybody.
Hey, Don. I'm going to have to make you eat your words, man.
No, I look forward to this. I love getting my comeuppance from our intelligent audience.
His words are delicious.
Don? You said you like Jamie Foxx ever since he said OJ. Hey, killer! Killer! OJ! Remember at the dance, Don?
I'm not sure I remember what this caller's talking about.
So you're saying at some point Jamie Foxx called out OJ?
At a party.
Yeah, hold on. You're right. You're right about that.
Won Don's admiration.
Yes. Well, that's one thing he did that was correct. This guy is absolutely right. He did see OJ at a party. I remember that story.
Right.
And he started screaming, killer, killer. Yeah.
One other thing, Don. Those were OJ frogs in your pool, Don.
Okay.
Remember
Frogman? All right. Bye-bye.
Bye!
A lot of people have to remember that we are two things. We talk about it quite often. We are petty and we are fickle.
Yes.
That's right.
Fickle and petty. Changing like the wind.
I'm fickle.
But I'm petty.
Uh-huh. All right, here's our newsman, Hypocrite. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yes, we are. Hello there.
Hey, this is Grant from Springfield. How are you guys doing?
Thanks for the bio. How are you doing? Let's go on your weekend. Yeah, I'll party until you puke. What? What can we do for you?
When you guys were talking about the Mel Gibson thing, you guys missed one of the movies.
Okay, which one?
Oh, but let me just hold on. This is like a guy piling on with the name game afterwards.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
It's the same exact thing.
It's not fair.
No.
It's really not fair. You've had time to think about it. Both Mike and I were working off the fly.
Oh, I got it.
And literally, we're working off each other's flies.
We do that each and every day.
He's a fag.
That is the secret to our success.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's the super one that we missed?
Tequila Sunrise.
Oh, you know what? That sucks so bad.
Eat me.
That sucks.
Shut up!
Duh.
All they want to hear was that.
Duh.
Shut up!
Get out of here. What was that movie?
Tequila Sunrise.
Who is in that?
Exactly.
That's right.
If you do, I'm in a line for Mel Gibson money.
We just shut that guy in our special listener closet. That's right. Keep screaming.
No one's going to hear you.
I mean, that wasn't even a great line. Like,
who run Bartertown? Master Blaster.
Now, there is an ongoing radio drama that is sweeping the nation.
Sure is, Don.
You want to get this thing set first? That machine set, please? I think everybody knows by now of our well-documented rise and fall, like the phoenix that we are in the ratings. Rather fall than rise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were down, then we were up again.
We have risen from the ashes.
And it's the news station that's in front of us in the ratings. And, you know, we're trying to get the show back to number one. And thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting, and thank you for admitting to the Arbitron people that you listen, and thanks for listening harder and all that jazz. We appreciate it. The news station is the station that we've got to take care of, and the face of the news station is a tool named Jim Farley.
Wow.
But for our purposes, his name is Fartley.
Fartley.
And the players in this will be, Jim Farley, who's the program director of news station WTOP, and a relentless self-promoter, just a jag-off. Also, his wife, his secretary.
That's right.
Bonneville.
Right.
Company he works for is Bonneville.
Ah.
Then Rupert Pupkin. That, of course, is the guy who runs the DCR-TV website.
Mm-hmm.
And Buzz as our announcer.
Aye.
And Rob plays the secretary. I play the guy for the website. And Mike, as always, is the star of our show as Jim Fartley.
Thank you.
So now, all across America, brought to you by the Procter & Gamble Network. Or brought to you by products on this Procter & Gamble Network station. I was trying to figure out, back in the day, Buzz,
yes.
How did they really, back when you were a boy,
uh-huh.
when they would like introduce radio dramas, wouldn't they say, like, brought to you by Spick and Span or something
now
like
another,
that?
Now for another episode of Kodak Theater. Procter & Gamble proudly presents Meet the Fartleys.
That's what I was looking for. Thank you, Buzz. And now, let's go to our narrator, kindly Buzz Burbank, for the second edition of Meet the Fartleys.
It's time to meet the Fartleys. As we look into the glass-enclosed nerve center that is our hero's office, we find him planning his quest. Not a quest for ratings dominance, not a quest for news excellence, but a quest so that everybody knows his name. And his name is Jim Fartley.
Let's see. This really has been a busy week. I haven't even had a minute to myself. I spent all day yesterday weeding by organic vegetable garden. Then last night was my zip-popping party with webmaster Rupert Pupkin. Boy, oh boy, I haven't seen that many whiteheads since I went to that skinhead rally. Oh, well, no rest for the brilliant. I had better check my appointments for today so I can plan accordingly. Oh, Bonnie!
Just then, Fartley's secretary, Bonneville, comes into his office.
More grape Kool-Aid and crackers, Mr. Fartley?
No, thank you, Bonnie. Too many Ritz crackers give me the gas. Oh, but I sure do love them, especially when you put lots of margarine on them. Mm.
Just the way you like it, sir.
Can you go over today's appointments with me, Bonnie?
They're right on your desk, jackass.
What?
I said they're on your desk.
Above all, Bonnie, I'm so proud that my employees respect me.
Eat one, tool.
Right. Let me sit down on my hemorrhoidal donut pillow and have a look. Let's see. 9:08, traffic and weather. 9:18, traffic and weather. 9:28, traffic and weather. 9:30, nice BM. 9:35, pick. 9:35:30, eat. Whew, what a day. Hello, newsroom. Hello. Hello, newsroom. Jim Fartley speaking. How about I help you today? Well, hello, Rupert.
It was Rupert Pupkin who ran a local crooked gossip website.
Hello, Jim. Hello, my sweet boy.
Hey, dollface. I just want to thank you for that great zip-popping party and for all the nice ointment you sent over. My favorite is the Dino Leutraman.
Yes, Rupert, that's an excellent ointment. But what did you use it for?
I use it for, soreness.
Soreness?
Yes, Jim. As a matter of fact, I had to sleep standing up last night. I feel better now. I used my bidet twice already this morning.
Good. Just as long as you're not sore at me, I need to know what you can continue to publish by picture and by words every time I issue another quote as to how flippin' brilliant I am. Excuse me. Yep, brilliant and gassy.
You really are brilliant.
I know.
Tell me another way that you have revolutionized the radio business.
Well, Rupert, after we do traffic and weather on the 8th, we surprise everyone with something that's revolutionary, mind-blowing. We do, wait for it, sports at 15 and 45.
Oh, that's so exciting. You have made me want to visit the bidet again.
I only wish that I could be there to watch you, Rupert, and
to wash you.
Settle down, big boy. How did you ever come up with sports at 15 and 45?
Well, that was the easy part. I just bought a cassette tape of 1010WINS in New York City. Just $3 on eBay. And I bought myself a winning radio format. I bid with confidence because I'm brilliant.
You really are brilliant.
I really am. Brilliant. And gassy. And, ooh, itchy. This donut pillow isn't working.
Just between you and me, Jim, don't you think that the average DC radio listener will ever get tired of your stale news, your poorly written and delivered in the boring, predictable style?
Nope. You see, I imagine that my average listener is just like me.
You mean a drooling half-wit with bloody hemorrhoids?
Yep. As long as that's the case, I'll keep winning awards. And boy, oh boy, do I love awards.
You like awards because they validate your existence?
No, because the pointy ones are good for scratching. And I've been doing a lot of scratching.
I know that misery.
Well, listen, Roop. Gotta go.
You got a busy day, Big Jim?
Oh, yes, sir. I have to moderate 17 different panel discussions on broadcast excellence. And then I have to call the American Dairy Board.
Hold on, let me write this down for my website. Are you doing a shocking expose story on the dairy industry?
No. I'm going to report myself missing so I can see my picture on a milk carton.
You are brilliant and gassy.
Join us next time when we'll hear Jim Fartley say,
Bonnie, can you come in here and help me polish these AP News Desk Awards? I've been itchy and they have blood on them.
As we meet the Fartleys.
Meet the Fartleys. Oh, there you go. That's That's it. That's today's episode.
We're going to get an award for this series.
You know
we
are.
Yes.
Absolutely. Exposing him as the man he is.
Fantastic.
The Oz of radio.
I think so.
Let me see. Oh, traffic on the 8th.
Uh-huh.
Sports at 15 and 45.
Yeah.
Pray for another 9/11 or for a snowstorm.
Brilliant.
Yes.
And gassy.
Gassy.
This is Jim Farley.
You know he's gassy.
You're Jim Farley. I'm Rupert Pupkin.
I've seen those pictures.
Mm-hmm. I write the website. Hello, welcome to my website.
More chips, please.
This portion of Don and Mike Show is brought to you by Ford.
Ford!
I die for a Ford. I barely get by on my Vespa.
I like when they use the slogan, Ford has a better idea. Everybody in the business has a better idea than me.
My DCRTV Vespa.
Yeah.
Oh, that seat. If I could tell you where that seat has been.
Oh, fudge. Bustered out of my sweater vest.
Every day somebody makes a bold move. There's a car company for people like that. Hey, Jim.
Yes, Roop. Buddy, old pal, buddy.
When are you going to be making another one of your speeches about how much you know about radio?
I'm making one right now. Yes, sir. I've got another website on the phone.
Are you going to send some more messages about how much Don and Mike suck and I'm going to post them in the mailbag today?
Yes, I'm going to say a vote they mentioned my name. That's all I care about is that everybody mentions my name and nobody knows that I have a hemorrhoidal donut pillow.
Hey, Chris Corn, Tom Gates,
Rupert website, and I hope they get my cash.
What's go down me?
Oh, I could tell you. Better yet, I'll come over later and show you, my bearded friend. My long, homeless, ZZ Top, food in it, bearded friend.
It's not easy running a website where I make bold statements and then in the same breath beg people to send me $5 because I live in a basement with 100 cats.
I know, my long, bearded, cheesy, homeless-looking, live-in-your-mother's-basement friend.
Well, my gigantic, big, fat, Chris Farley-looking, bad, BM, breath, news director of the year friend, I know as long as I got a website and you keep feeding me the information, I'll keep writing it. Your station's the greatest.
Thank you, you compulsive Emmer.
You always call a spade.
Thank you, Rupert. I'll be over to show you what going down means.
I am on the edge.
Yeah, if only we could actually do this on television. Would that be special?
You're so smart.
Thank you, Rupert.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Rupert, my anal retentive, never had a real job in radio, Fred.
Thank you, Jim, my pompous BS couldn't make it in radio, so you decided to be the program director of a news station. I mean, when you really think about it, what's that guy do? What's his script every day? Hello, things are bad in Israel, WTOP news time. You're so smart, you package crap, and people think it's news.
Can't argue with you there, my potential predator friend. Yes, sirree, we'll have a sign in your yard shortly. And it won't say, lives with mother.
That reminds me, I'm always looking for young interns. Young, hairless interns.
All male, all females, no need to apply.
Come to the DCRTV Nerve Center. My Nerve Center.
Yeah, your Nerve Center.
There's room for a desk in there.
Only one person's ever explored that Nerve Center. It's you, Rupert.
Oh, mainly my fingers.
Very exciting, thank you.
All right, well, that's how you do it, and, well, what can I say, but we're going to take the weekend off. We will not come in tomorrow to give you another episode of
this.
You
mean there won't be a scriptwriters meeting tomorrow?
There will not be. We're taking the weekend off, Mike, but we'll be back with a fresh episode for you on Monday.
Monday
of Meet the Fartleys.
Yeah, very good.
Listen, all kinds of, God, we got tons of show to get to. We should really, the executive producer again is telling me good time to take a break.
Great time.
What do you think there, JPKK?
I say let's break and let's break now.
Good idea. And Buzz, are you prepared to talk about any of the things going on in your life when you come back?
I don't know. I spoke to Buzz during one of the breaks, Buzz. You're a little conflicted about this.
I am.
And as I told you, we're here to help you through this.
Which part are you conflicted about? The part about you being pissed at Sears or you having a... Would that be it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, was I not supposed to say that?
No, it's fine. No, I just have had a bit of a day. And if you guys can help me through it, then...
Yeah.
Then I'll
We can
I'll
help
them
talk about it, Don. We won't pry too much. Who pissed you off? Was it Sears or Roebuck?
Yes. Both of them. They ganged up on me.
And then it's something about your child bride.
Well, I did place a call to her to report my progress.
And she pissed you off.
Well, or hurt my feelings. I'm not sure.
Oh, boy. You know what? Can I tell you something off the record, Mike?
Yeah, go ahead.
Buzz, I'm going to turn your microphone on
all
for
right.
a second.
No, I'll leave it on.
You're a grown man. Just turn around for a second.
Right.
You know what he's... That's smart. You're a grown man.
He's in the back of his studio.
You're a gross man. Just turn your back to us for a second so I can't see you. He told me today, God bless him, I've been there, you've been there, we've all been there.
Yeah.
This is the first time he's verbalized it to me, that he had Marsha on the speakerphone in his car.
Yeah.
And as he was driving down the road, he was driving with one hand, and with the other hand, he was just waving the finger.
Oh, waving at her.
Just waving the finger.
I've never done that.
No, right. You've never done that.
Taught him how to do that.
You've never done that. Christ. I used to do it with a double pumper. I'd be driving down the road, just like, driving with my knees, give my lovely wife the finger.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you and I should have the patent on that. Are you kidding? Well, Buzz, welcome to the club.
Hi.
Welcome to the club. Yeah. Lots to discuss.
Uh-huh.
or have I and we said too much already?
Oh, I think the contrary. I think now the dam's broken, so who knows?
Well, there were gestures. I don't believe I used that particular gesture, but you wave your hand, you talk with your hand sometimes when you get excited, when you get...
Hey, we understand. Absolutely.
Okay, so it was just a hand, it wasn't a finger.
Yeah,
just waving violently.
Gesticulating, as they say.
I got Everybody that believes that, put your hand up right now and wave one finger in the air.
Mine's high up in the air.
Buzz's wave one up. Yeah, well, that's two.
Put mine up in the air.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was. Well, I always like looking inside, John, and you turn around and see your best friend, John, back there.
Take a look at him.
Yeah, look at him go.
You still want us to walk you through this, hand. Buzz?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Sure. All right. Sure. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
I'll tell you exactly what happened. One day, your woman left early. You had the whole house to yourself. So you said, hey, let me get a little jerk before work. So you in the house getting your jerk on.
My girl,
too. You know that? Ain't nobody in the house. That's a good jerk. It ain't like that. Somebody in the next room jerk. That's a bad jerk. That's like, eh, who there? The good jerk, that nobody ain't home jerk. So you get the Vaseline ready, and you just look at your dick and go scream if you want to. No one's gonna hear.
That works every time, don't it?
Someone was in the house.
Carpet Bombers, Don and Mike.
Hey there, dude walker.
Let me see. Joe, are you around? Joe Artinger? Are you back there, Joe?
Yeah, what's up?
Joe. Hello, Joe. Hey, I got news for you about the Rolling Stones. As you may know, Joe's the world's biggest Stones fan, really. He's got the tat.
Yep, got the tongue tattoo.
Right, do all the shows.
I got the hat.
Joe, are you aware? Let me turn this music off so I can hear you. Hello, Joe?
Yes.
Do you know that the phones, the Rolling Phones is what they're calling them now, they're phoning it in on their new tour.
Oh, really?
Would you pay $1.99 for 7 minutes of hearing the Stones in concert?
Would you?
Nah.
Today, uh-huh, as we speak, the Stones are playing in Paris. They went on stage at 3:45 East Coast time.
Can we hear them?
If you call 877-784-2777. And what you have to do is go through an operator, right, and give a credit card. And this is not a gag. Mm-hmm. You look at me like I'm setting you up. This is not a gag. You call, and it's like listening to the show on hold.
So you'd hear that part of the concert on your phone.
Stop it.
Because nothing beats the sound quality of a telephone.
That's what I was thinking.
I mentioned that for Joe. That's all. Just for Joe, I mentioned.
What?
World's
what
biggest
am I
fan.
Doing? What am I doing to you today?
When I was doing that, you were making faces at me like, this is very serious. I mean, you were just making
as you said, you, I said you, I'm not making jokes. I didn't think you were making jokes. I was laughing because it's a credit card, and I said we should call, and then I realized that we can't call because it's a credit card.
If you do something nonverbal, though, it's hard for me to react to that.
Then you said it was a serious story, and I gave you my serious face, okay?
All right, we'll call it.
Well, we have to give a credit card. We probably can't do that over the phone, can we?
Well,
when we have to say that into the microphone or something like that?
Joe, would you want to...
For some exciting talk, call 1-800-515-2500. That's 1-800-515-2500.
Okay, here's the part about the Stones.
Hello?
Hold on a second.
God damn.
I'm sure a lot of people are calling. The lines are probably tied up.
Yeah, but many of the fans have rotary phones.
Many of the fans have rotary phones?
No.
Come on now.
Finger phones.
Finger phones.
Also, Barbara Streisand is doing
the same
thing.
Finger. Welcome, baby. Come join the hot back. I like to get bent over.
Only $2?
Ooh, but not as much as I do. Let's get this party started. It's going to be a hot one. We're always live and totally uncensored. Baby, don't wait any longer to take advantage of our wild group action, or our nationwide
dating
where you can hook up with real singles nationwide or in your local area.
Wow.
So press 1 to pay with your checking account. You get our lowest rates when you use the microphone.
Oh, they don't even say ask for ass anymore.
They used to like say 10 seconds and then they'd say ask for ass.
Because really seriously, the 877 number, mm-hmm, a guy answers. So we just can't call at random and put him on the air.
It's Bill Wyman.
I'll do this though. Hey, Joe?
Norman!
Hey, Joe, can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
All right, on line number, whatever that is, it's lit up. I am going to call the number seriously. 1-877-784-2777. And then when it rings, you pick it up and ask the guy if you can buy the Stones. And let's just, okay, there you go. Can you pick up the hotline or the request line in there, Joe?
Single type.
Joe?
You just hung up on him.
Can you pick it up back there, though?
No, because you hung up on them.
I mean, if I don't hang up on them, can you pick it up back there if I put it on hold?
Just put them on hold.
Okay, gotcha. Yes. It wasn't Otto.
Otto, world's biggest Rolling Stones fan.
Can I have some cookies, Saint-Jacques?
Just put them on hold. I want everybody to hear the phone ring. It's the second button, right?
It's the box.
It's the top button.
Yeah, the dot hangs up and the box puts them on hold.
Okay. For God's sakes. Jesus Christ.
Use hieroglyphics on our phone.
877. Guys, you get a cut of giving out the phone number so many goddamn times.
And then maybe actually if Joe gets through and does the stuff he's supposed to do, we can
hear it.
Pop it on for a minute.
Now will we get? Now it's ringing, and now Joe can pick it up. And now we can hear Joe speaking on the phone to the woman there about buying it.
I want to buy 7 minutes of the Rolling Stone concert, please.
Joe's actually having the conversation now.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's an exciting conversation.
Apparently,
sounds like he might be getting disappointing news. Joe? What's happening?
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me get a pen real quick. All right. What is it?
This is the way he really talks, ladies and gentlemen.
Excitement when you dial in.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
That's what you call. Have a pen.
Joe.
Have a pen ready.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I'm giving up on this thing. So, Joe, just report back, Joe. Just something I thought would help Joe, and it was also a chance to call the ass,
sure.
Ask for ass. And one other thing I wanted to mention that I read somewhere yesterday, speaking of ask for ass,
uh-huh.
was Eva Longoria from Desperate Housewives.
Uh-huh.
She has put out a request.
Yes.
That she not be.
Anyway,
here he is now.
It's Joe.
Here is
well,
Joe.
What's happening? Joe's come into the studio.
What happened, Jojo?
She said they're near the end of the concert, but so she couldn't sell me any minutes, so she gave me a phone number and a PIN code to listen to the rest of the concert for free.
Oh, hey.
Fantastic.
Pass it over. Let's,
maybe
okay.
we can catch, rocks.
Catch the end
because
of the show.
Stones fan, right?
That's pretty cool.
And she heard
and it, wouldn't it be neat if like we really heard the end of the show during our 7 minutes? Of course, I don't think we're going to listen to the Stones for 7 minutes.
Good night, Paris.
Okay. This is cool.
All right. So we got a code.
Know the code.
Now we'll be able to hear the Stones.
Cool, dude.
Cool beans.
Welcome, baby.
If you do that on
yeah, of course.
Baby.
That's great.
To get bent over.
To get bent over.
Okay, hold on here.
Hold on. It's a
hi, baby.
171.
448. Happy B.
You made it up?
No. I mean, unless it's a real person, I'll hit the delay.
Please enter your password followed by the pound key. Okay.
Do, pound.
Thank you.
Yeah, we have satisfaction. What is this? Just a tape.
I'd like to ask Joe in the back room. Joe, does this,
I'm sorry, Joe.
Joe. Does this sound legit to you, Joe?
Sure, they always end up with satisfaction or jumping jack flash.
Joe, is this going to be probably the last song they're playing?
Probably.
So you got it for free.
Actually, Satisfaction was the last song in Baltimore, I think.
That's right, man. Don and Mike show your rock connection. We're offering you right now an exclusive tune into the Stones live.
Kind of cool that we actually were able to go out and do it.
What?
We got it for free. That means we stuck it to the man.
Thank you, Joe.
Everybody wins.
You know what? I'm just going to leave the... Oh, I just hung up on it. Uh-huh. I was going to leave it on hold. I've got to remember the button with the box on it.
Yeah,
that's hold. The one that's hold. And
right. The dot.
The dot is...
Just hang on.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so you heard it. There you go, Joe.
Very good.
Now, Eva Longoria.
Yes.
A part of this sounds like PR, and part of this sounds true.
What?
She was on E! TV and said she didn't want to do as many scenes this year in the bathtub on Desperate Housewives.
Aww.
Because she feels she's being typecast. She's the only one that has to be in the bathtub.
Here they go, actors.
And this is the best part. She said that because she's in the tub all day, she's really naked.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have a problem with that because she's covered with bubbles.
That sounds okay. like her.
Also, she said they use body makeup,
right.
like from the boobs up.
Right.
The problem is
shooting scenes over and over again, and the hot water, and the fact that the makeup has to be reapplied.
Right.
By the end of the day, she's been spending all day in brown water. And I say to her, welcome to my world.
Right.
Really. I mean, spend a day in my shorts and welcome to my world.
So she's whining. Longoria soup.
Yeah.
She's whining about being an actress.
The brown water.
It's not easy, Mike. I think there are probably a lot of people that wouldn't mind spending a day at work in the tub with Eva Longoria.
With Eva Longoria.
I'm just curious as to who's applying that makeup.
And Mike, hold
what's worse, though, brown water or hair water?
Hair water! I got something for you, Mike.
Okay.
I've been waiting all week to give you this from Golf Digest, from an advanced copy of Golf Digest.
Played golf today.
Okay. Percentage of golfers. 514 golfers took the survey. How many golfers, what's the percentage out of 514, say they drink 10 or more beers sometimes per round?
50%.
That's only 9%. But give me...
I thought you were talking about my friends.
Give me golfers under 40.
20%.
28%.
Okay. Good.
Okay. How many golfers say that they have had at least 4 beers on every hole during one time in their life?
At least 4 beers. You mean one time in their life they've had 4 beers on every hole?
On every hole.
Yeah, less than 1%.
5%.
What?
How many?
How do you do that?
You die.
I'm telling you, I know 4 times 18, but I'm telling you these are the facts from the survey.
What is 4 times 18?
Head?
72
beers.
No.
Okay, how about this one? How many golfers say that they drink alcohol, not just on the course, but in their everyday lives?
I'd say 60%.
78%.
Attaboy.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go, fellas.
Mike's friend.
Thanks so much.
How many say they've played golf with a bad hangover?
80%.
33.
That's the people that admit it.
13. Let me see.
Craig Stafford.
Tom Kite.
Of the 514, what was the percentage of golfers who were overweight?
60%.
Again, you're pretty good. I can tell you play golf a lot. 66%.
I'm out there, Don. I'm in the trenches. I see those people.
That's a good survey, all except for the part about having 72 beers while you're playing golf.
How many do a radio show?
That's somebody who has played a round that says they've had 4 beers on every hole during a round? Of the 514 golfers, yes, a very small percentage said that they had at least 4. Some of them reported having 6 beers a hole. Now, I think if you read the entire article, these are guys who didn't play a round in 4 hours. They played a round, like, in an entire day.
Wow.
If they played 9 holes, it would only be 36 beers.
No problem. Piece of cake.
Just getting warmed up.
Get the cart, girl.
All right, well, gosh, I could go on and on, because I do love to. Mm-hmm. But there's Buzz.
Hi.
Right there. Who's had just a hell of a day.
A little bit of a day.
And I saw you on your cell, and I didn't know who you were talking to. But
it's kind of tough being you, isn't it, Buzz?
Not always. Today was a challenging day.
Mm-hmm. And exactly what have you been cleared to chat about or not chat about? I mean, what do you feel comfortable chatting about?
Well, nothing's been forbidden. I had a day with the retailer trying to bring my wife up.
You didn't get in trouble when Don made up that thing about the fingers, did you?
No.
Okay. All right.
No.
Just trying to help him out, you understand.
So why are you mad at Sears?
Well, let's put it this way. I have an oven that's been on my screen porch for a week, and I'm down like $800 in a trail of paperwork that will never be traced.
So you say when it's on your screen porch, they're supposed to schedule guys to install it?
Right.
And how long? It's been weeks?
It's been a week.
Granny.
It's been
a week.
Been on my porch for a week.
There's an oven on the porch, Granny.
Right.
That's a good look.
Thank you.
That's a good looking part of your house.
I know, it's very popular in my neighborhood.
You know that...
It beats barbecuing. You can cook outside. You don't have to worry about
electric charcoal. Electric or gas?
Electric, and I can't find a cord long enough.
Do you know that, not to interrupt your story about having an appliance in your thing, but
right.
Rob had a refrigerator that is Big Daddy had.
Uh-huh.
He moved it out of his basement. The refrigerator is 50 years old.
Right.
You know how he got it to the curb?
How?
You're
going to
love this.
He tied a rope around it.
A chain, Don.
A chain. And he dragged it.
Uh-huh.
He dragged it. He towed it. Well,
right.
he dragged it.
Dragged it.
From his backyard to the curb using a tractor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was going to use his car, and then he decided to use a tractor.
I said, if you're going to go up to the bell, ring it. Let's really be white trash.
That's a redneck activity.
And drag it with a tractor.
Did you tear up the yard with it?
I ain't got no yard, just dirt.
In spite of the dents and scratches, though, bid with confidence.
That's right. No, anyway. No one bid on the Westinghouse.
So anyway, you're very pissed at Sears because you've had this oven rating.
Good people are working on the problem, but yeah, it's been a week of just no progress at all.
Well, when were they supposed to install it?
Sometime this week.
Oh, okay.
Preferably earlier this week.
And the week's over.
The week is over. Now we're headed into another weekend. Nothing's going to get done until next week.
And it came to a head today.
And I've been overcharged accidentally $800. And like I said, a lot of good people are working on the problem, but it's not solved yet.
And you were very mad. Buzz very rarely
gets pissed. Very frustrated, yes.
Pissed. And then how did your sweet wife walk into the landmine on this?
Well, I after slaying the dragon, because when a guy slays the dragon, what he wants to do is call the woman and tell her that you've slayed the dragon.
I understand what you're saying here. What you're saying is you battled these people. You were dealing with this horrible situation, but you were very satisfied that you finally got your point across and you called to brag to the woman.
So that good people are working. But see, I had to tell the story, and it's very long and very complicated, and I won't trouble anybody with it here. But I had to tell the story so many times and in one case so loudly that I was literally hoarse by the time it was time to call my wife and tell her what progress had been made.
Literally hoarse?
Yes.
So you wanted to call your wife and you want to say, honey, guess what? I am the alpha male.
Right.
I beat down both Sears and Roebuck, and we are going to get some action.
Right. And I was very proud of that fact. And so not wanting to be presumptuous, I called her at work. And my very first question is, do you have a couple of minutes? Because she's at work, and that comes first, and I don't want to interrupt what she's doing. So if she doesn't have a couple of minutes, it would be better if she didn't tell me so, and then I wouldn't trouble her with her at that time. But she said, no, go ahead, I got a couple of minutes. And so I proceeded to tell her the story, and while I'm telling her the story, I don't know, she's not aware of it, but she has this habit of sort of exhaling into the phone like this. Only on my speakerphone, it makes a roaring sound.
And because you've been dealing with more serious people, this for some reason sent you into a bit of a rage?
Well, no, not a rage at all. No, but while I was trying to explain why I was hoarse from talking to Sears all day, I realized I'm talking over this roaring sound, and so I very, very, very nicely said, please don't breathe into the phone, and that's when she said, well, call me back on the hard line. Well, I don't have a hard line in the car, obviously, so she must mean her hard line at work.
Right.
But, they have holes that you can breathe into also. So I didn't know that was going to necessarily solve the problem.
Oh,
so I was a little frustrated.
So you're trying to tell her this story, and she's just, you got a wind tunnel on the other end.
So I very, very nicely asked her,
They have holes in the phone at work, Mike, as well.
Yes. Not to breathe into the phone. And
so your feeling was, on a hard line, she would be breathing into the phone.
I sensed that I had perhaps irritated her by bringing that up.
I take it you don't give John Norman a lot of calls personally, do you?
No, I can't take the roaring.
How you doing, John?
Okay.
That's just his mic technique. He's great on the phone.
So how'd the date end?
We were talking, and just as we're finally getting maybe past that point, I guess her boss came up to her to speak to her, and she said, I gotta go. So, we weren't even really through, and here I am trying to explain how I'd slayed the dragon, and I'm frustrated. Not only am I not getting rewards for that, I'm not even really getting to finish the point.
Is that when you started making the gestures that were not the finger?
The frustration. Yeah, just, waving the hands.
Waving his hands around.
Not the finger.
Right, definitely not the finger.
Right, I
understand. That would have been extreme.
You would not give your wife the finger while you are on the speakerphone.
Have you had any contact since then?
Yeah. I called her a minute ago to give her a heads up about this segment.
Ah, okay.
Uh-huh. What'd she have to say?
She was mystified, I think, because she was shopping, and so she's maybe not entirely up to speed.
Mystified how?
I don't think she knew that we were going to be talking about this, so when I called to say, you understand that this is just for the show.
Did she hear the part about you in the car?
I think she has now.
Ah, okay.
She's out shopping for a phone that has no holes.
Woman's got to breathe. Woman's got to breathe, Buzz.
So, there was never really got satisfaction there.
Were those breasts like Donna's doing it? Because when Donna's doing it, it sounds to me like a... Were they size?
No. The simple act of exhaling through your nostrils, which is the proper way to do it, but
you know, it's cell phones are very sensitive on how you hold them, and if you happen to exhale into the talking hole, and then it's... And if your speakerphone has any kind of bass on it, then that becomes a roaring sound, a low roaring sound.
Bastard,
no, I did no such thing.
You're completely
overreacting.
Enough of your stories.
Well, as I understand, though, I mean, I can't count the times on one hand I've asked Terry to stop breathing.
Well, there you go. That's Buzz's world, what's going on in Buzz's world today.
At least
today.
Your wife's not a mouth breather. Not at all. No, breathes normally. Just, you know, needs to work on that phone mic technique.
Well, hold on a second. If she's not a mouth breather.
Right.
And you said that the phones have holes, meaning
right.
that the receiver of a regular hard phone.
Yeah, what's she doing? Rubbing her nose down on the.
Yeah, I mean, unless she's got, like, the phone, like, out here, like, by her nose, like, hi, Buzz.
See, if you hold
that might
phone
be,
up,
you know, that might be the mic technique.
If you hold the phone up like this. When you exhale, you're gonna the air from your nostrils is gonna go right into the mouth.
What's that little tag you have on your phone? What is that?
Oh, it's a thing for cleaning the screen, which I'm constantly getting smudged.
Does that come with the phone?
Yeah, it does. See, it's got the company logo on it.
I've never seen one of those.
He's very neat.
It also comes.
He
with
is
a
neat.
He's very neat.
I've never seen one of those in my life.
Tiny bottle of Windex.
He's a really great guy. But he gives his wife the finger while he's on the phone with her, and he's too afraid to tell her.
No,
I used to tell Frida that I would do that.
There were gestures.
Own up to it.
That was not one of them. If I had made that gesture, I would confess to it.
So would I. And I've never, to the best of my knowledge, done anything of the kind.
This man's a liar as well, Your Honor. We already know it. It's well documented.
I'm telling you the truth, Mr. Cooter.
Now, listen, I'm telling you, this is because you, my friend, are really on dangerous ground now.
I know I am.
You are on super, I mean, for a guy who doesn't want this gig to dry up, my God. My God.
Oh, it's a throwaway comment, Don.
Just get down on your knees and go after it.
Sorry, Duke, I made the Duke angry.
Right, do not bring up that.
I made Duke angry.
Sorry, don't get it done, dude.
Mike was going way back.
Back in the time.
Way back.
That was a show for one right there.
Way back.
Talked about it some.
We did.
Yeah, you did.
You bet we did.
Don't ever do it again.
Try not to.
Ask me if I've ever given the finger to anybody in the car.
Have you ever given the finger to anybody in the car?
I don't believe so.
Maybe you're right. They aren't much good anymore.
Thank you, Duke.
Okay, well, Buzz, I hope things get better for
you. We're going to cook dinner out on the porch tonight. Everything will be fine.
Aren't you sorry now you didn't get on the stage?
You know, when he says that, you know what I'm thinking. Another household accident.
And stop if I say stop.
What could go wrong?
Who wants kebabs?
Yes. Climb that ladder and cook it up.
Stop cackling.
All right, we'll just have to play that game tomorrow at the ball game.
Yes.
Where's Marsha Bandage?
Find you wear those things in public, I'll arrest you.
Find the injury.
Find the bruise.
Right.
Find the bruise.
Where's your splint?
I'll blast you to hell as quick as I would a white man.
I'm sorry, Duke.
We got a break.
Sorry.
We'll be right back. Oh, with a Friday favorite. And someone who has actually been bumped from the show.
Wow.
I think this is now the third week in a row.
Oh, I can't be happy about that.
That someone's been here to be on the show. How you doing, Mike?
I'm working on it.
We'll be.
I asked you a question.
I know. I said we would be right back, okay?
You may gather I'm a little impatient.
Yeah, me too.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
They allow at least 8 hours from bottle to throttle. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Hey, listen, don't forget our main man, Mike. We're going to sing the national anthem tomorrow night.
Yeah.
For the Washington Nationals farm team, the Potomac Nationals. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Dick Spitzer Stadium. Games at 7:05. So right here, Baseball Fever Catch It. We'll have the complete coverage on Monday's episode.
Mm-hmm. Complete coverage.
Yep. We'll have the tape of Mike singing and throwing out the first pitch. And everybody's going to be there. Dennis and Tom and Cheryl and Joe. And
it'll be hot and humid.
All of us. And Gavin's coming. And Rob's bringing the kids. And
I'm going to bring the girlfriend, and is your wife still coming, Buzz?
Yes, she is.
But that's good news. And
wonderful.
Mike's going to be there with his gal pal and
daughters. My kids are going
to be there.
Catherine
right.
Elizabeth going to be there.
So come on out tomorrow night. Remember, they're not booing. They're yelling Mike.
That's right.
This may be the biggest turnout for the show. I mean, as far as just everybody with family and girlfriends and wives and all that. This is great.
Yep, we're all showing up.
Right.
We're all sitting together.
Added pressure. Until I get done with the thing, like with the throwing out and the singing, then it's fun time.
Marsha and I are even bringing our camping
friends.
Then
it's you and I figuring out how far away we can sit from Dennis.
You're bringing your camping friends?
Our camping friends.
Oh, the swinging camping friends.
Right. Yeah, they're coming.
Those people.
He's a local boy. He's just terrific.
He's our new leader.
He's like too much.
Like too much what?
Yeah. He's one of the truly great swingers of all time.
Right, he is. Absolutely, he's a great
Hey, what are you doing in here already?
I was chased in here, you know, to talk about. I was Captain Jack Sparrow. I just want to make sure that no one is following me. I believe I was followed by... I think I was followed by people from the East India Trading Company. Wow, you've got a lot of wonderful personal effects, mate.
What's happening, Depp?
Excuse me, it's Captain Jack Sparrow, Sally. You understand what I'm saying, don't you? I'm not Depp. I'm Captain Jack Sparrow for the purposes of what we're here right now. All this modern equipment. I love to get this on the black pearl. Like being chased, you see, I'm a pirate.
3 weeks ago, when that movie came out, Mike was going to do this bit where he's going to be you, and then it was we preempted it, like to do a Bush bit,
right?
And then
a pirate's life for me. A pirate's life is for my life. That's my life. That's why I'm Captain the Black Pearl. I'm doing my level best, fighting all the demons surrounding Davy Jones, so I don't get dragged down, Mike. The J.B. Jones locker.
I've not seen the movie. Why are you dressed with makeup and stuff?
Marvelous film.
Why do you have, like, eye makeup on if you're a pirate?
Dark eye makeup. So that I can create the special image that is required of me in the service of my crew.
You look kind of queer.
Queer. Some have said, Mike, perhaps that's just an elaborate ruse that I possess to dance around. And, of course, when I'm running from the natives, I trance just like this. That's what Jack Sparrow does. I'm a trifle foppish, sorry. That's the way. Where's my tri-corner hat? I need my tri-corner hat, my sword, and my compass.
Yeah.
Put this compass in your hand.
I keep wondering.
Yes.
Where's the guy from Forget About It? Where's the guy from, what's the name of that goddamn movie that you did with, Donnie Brasco.
Ah. I'm confused as to who you think you're talking to, but I must tell you, really, that you're referring to someone I'm not familiar with. I have not met his acquaintance.
Suppose I get a Johnny Depp.
No, I must reiterate to you that you are speaking with Captain Jack Sparrow. I wear more eyeliner than Fiona Apple.
Yes.
Is there a chance that I could see...
What about Monique?
May I take a look at your spectacles, mate?
Oh, help yourself.
And my reading glasses. Are they expensive?
No, they got them like at CVS at like $12.
They look expensive. Looks
well,
like that's a tortoise shell. Is that tortoise shell in the end?
It's $12.
Is this gold? They're gold colored. Is that real gold?
They're cheap. They're very cheap. Don't put them in your mouth.
I was checking to see if the gold was real. Just like this tooth of mine, that's a real gold tooth.
Yeah.
These are lovely spectacles. I truly enjoy them.
Hey, what are you doing? You're stealing them.
I'm a pirate. They're worth $12. What do you expect me to do? You expect me to just hold them over here and not do anything? I don't understand what's going on.
Are you a faggot?
I know nothing.
Faggot pirate?
Not familiar with that word. We didn't use it back then. They look a bit dear, mate. They really do. Are these dear to you? Do you think you could possibly part with them?
Uh-huh.
Incidentally, I was listening to the show on some magic machine that had that come out. It was wonderful. I've never seen anything, but you heard voices. It says, it's you, mates, that I'll be seeing shortly.
Right.
This man should learn how to lie to a woman.
Really?
Lying to a woman is essential, mate. That is what you should do, Sally.
Teach me.
You should lie to women like dogs. A woman's touch is worth a thousand lies. Do you understand, Sally?
I do understand. I agree.
Why do you keep calling him Sally?
Savvy.
Oh, savvy?
I understand. That's what I say with Captain Jack Sparrow. Say I'm addressing you as I am right now.
Savvy?
I look you close and I say, Captain Jack Sparrow, savvy. You understand, that's what you understand.
You understand.
Savvy, that's what savvy means. Yes.
Savvy?
I heard outside a wooden...
You heard what?
A wooden haunted talking box. Magical voices coming through as though they were ghosts. And I said, is that J.B. Jones trying to hunt me down again, or is it just some magic? And then I come in here and I'm speaking with you. They put these headphones on me and I hear all your voices coming through. I'd love to get this aboard the Black Pearl.
Well, you're
all
Johnny
of these
Depp.
Magic creatures.
You're Johnny Depp. You've got like more money than Jesus. You've probably got a condo on every beautiful beach in the world. You probably have a crackberry. You've got cell phones. You've got Lamborghinis. You've got the condos.
I'm Captain Jack Sparrow. Would you mind if I asked you a few questions about this thing in front of you?
Oh, the control
what is
board?
This?
This is a control board.
A control board? Is that like a rudder? Does that steer your ship? Do you captain this ship? Are you a captain as well,
kind
mate?
Yes,
are you a captain as well?
Yes.
Where's your wig? Where's your suit? Where are your boots? Do you have a sword with you?
You know what movie I really liked you in?
I have a question about what is this thing?
The control board.
All right. I have several questions, Savvy.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me how you put the candles inside of that so that they light up the plastic buttons. I'm sorry.
Those are light bulbs. They're not
the
candles.
Clear buttons.
They're not candles. They're light bulbs.
They're electric.
I had a tedious time sailing the Pearl up Maryland Route 355. Very, very difficult.
Sure.
Very tedious.
Hold on. Stop pretending to be a pirate.
I'm known for
You're
several
Johnny
things.
Depp.
I'm known for my way with the ladies.
Yeah.
The fact that I'm a good pirate, not a bad pirate. And I'm also known in these movies for one particular feature that I'm going to share with you right now.
Okay, what's that?
This is the truest thing you'll ever hear. Have you seen the films?
Sadly, I have not.
My breath.
Oh.
Let's give it a try, shall we? Come
okay.
closer. Come just a
okay.
bit closer.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Just like a donkey's ass, isn't it? Delightful. All right, here's the second question. How for you. What is this?
It's a lamp.
I have lamps on the Black Pearl. That is no lamp.
As a lamp.
That is a magic genie machine.
This one's electric.
It looks like it's dangerous. What is it? How do you get the magic thing to light up like that?
You see that black thing? It's called the switch. You turn it.
A switch.
You turn it.
What is exactly is a switch? You turn it?
You put it in between your thumb and forefinger.
No.
Don't turn the lamp upside down.
No, don't turn the lamp.
You see the thing sticking out that looks like a nipple?
This right here, Sammy.
Yeah.
What is this, mate? This nipple?
That is the switch.
Oh, speaking of nipples, I so desire the lovely Elizabeth. I really would love to bring her down to the cabin of the Black Pearl and have my way.
Yeah.
People also enjoy my pocket full of haunted lubricant. I don't know what that means. I read anything he writes. This is the switch.
That's the switch. Now,
if I turn it which way, mate?
Turn it to the right.
There you go. It's magic. You just turn the light off.
Yeah.
It's dark in here.
Now turn it again.
I must have this. I must take this back to the Black Pearl. If I have this and present this, David Jones will no longer require me to bring him 100 souls.
Hold on. I imagine that one of your many palatial mansions you have, you probably even have like the clapper, right?
The clapper? You know, I would like to make your acquaintance formally once again. May I look at you square in the eye? And introduce myself as Captain Jack Sparrow.
Right, well, then here's...
I am the captain of the Black Pearl, sailing the ocean blue.
I got it, then.
Sailing to Tortuga to find the very special key that will unlock Davy Jones' locker and free all the slaves or whatever I'm doing.
Here's
how
you
I'm making up the plot lines.
Here's how you can prove to me that you're really who you say you are and not Johnny Depp.
I am Captain Jack Sparrow. You don't understand.
You know, you see that magic lamp? You know what you do in our society for good luck?
What do you do?
You see the bulb?
Yes,
you
the bulb.
What you do is...
It's a magic genie bulb.
You put your hand right on that bulb, and you hold it as long as you can, and you make a wish.
All right, let's try it right now. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Oh, that is so bloody hot. Very, very... Sparrow trying very hard not to let the pain get to me. Showing Jeff's breast. Oh, it's burning my flesh.
Hey, dumbass, let go.
Oh!
Let go!
Oh, it's a rather bad burn, Savvy.
You make a wish.
That was almost like the time
of
a witch.
Dumbass, you just held on to a light bulb.
I must share with you, the pain was so excruciating that unfortunately I was not able to make a wish. I forgot due to the pain. There's my favorite song. Yo-ho, yo-ho, pirate's life for me. I'm enjoying this so brightly colored studio that you have here.
Yeah,
it's a lovely ship. Where do you plan to sail it, mate? Where will you be sailing your ship?
What was up when you were in that Peter Pan movie? What was that, Finding Neverland? I kind of like that one.
Might I remind you from once again that you are dealing
with Captain Jack Sparrow, not this person, Depp.
Would you like your glasses back? I could have made off with them, you know that. I could have slid out that door before you even knew I was here.
Could I have them, Savvy?
I spend months at sea, and I subsist only on salt water and rum.
Wow.
That's what I do, and molded rye bread with maggots. That's what I do, because I am not this Dip, or who you're talking about. I'm Captain Jack Sparrow, Captain of the Black Pearl. Mm-hmm. And so we have business to take care of. I am told that you are the captain I'm supposed to see about finding out how I can placate the evil Davy Jones.
Are you
making my life a living hell, man.
Are you aware of the movie that you're starring in has made something like $300 million already?
That's a tidy sum. Where'd you find that treasure? Is it gold, diamonds, pearls?
I think it's dollar bills.
Yeah, black pearls are a very rare thing. Very, very rare indeed, mate. I'm very delighted to find out this treasure. How much of the treasure will be going to the pearl and yours truly, the captain of the ship? Will it be coming into me? Will you put it in my satchel? I'll buy swords for my entire
crew. To your agent.
My hand is oozing pus. You see...
Who's your agent?
We don't have a proper medic on the Black Pearl. Or I might say a ship's doctor. I don't believe the term medic was used.
Not yet.
Both of my hands and fingernails are oozing pus.
Who's your agent? Is he vigorous?
As you make your way down the hand of Captain Jack Sparrow, you see, infected with pus, ready to fall off. And, of course, all of my teeth are rotten as well. I've got a bit of scurvy and also some touch of malaria. But it doesn't matter, because I will flit around the Caribbean, finding as many treasures and as many women as I can possibly bed. I'd like to speak with your ship's mate over there. What's his name?
Buzz?
First mate?
John.
John is your first mate.
Joe.
Rob. You gotta hope your whole crew is here.
Yeah, just like you. It's all men. There's no women on this boat.
Very, very good job, mate, putting them in separate compartments. If you're in a separate compartment, then if they care to mutiny, they can't get to you. Surprisingly, my shoe size is a lady's four.
Really?
I wear a lady's four boot.
Hey, so you're not Johnny Depp.
This gentleman over here was talking about his lovely rye.
Yes, he was.
And I must urge him, whenever you're dealing with the ways of the heart, affairs of the heart, it's essential that you drink a glass of rum before you deal with your betrothed, and then lie like a dog. A woman's touch is worth a thousand lives.
Thank you
for that advice.
Last question, Jack Sparrow.
Would anyone have any makeup?
Have you ever given the finger to a woman while you're on a cell phone, on a hands-free cell phone?
Mate, oh bugger, you're using one of those words I don't understand. Please to explain the finger.
This.
Oh.
Have you ever done that while you're talking to your woman on a cell phone, on a hands-free cell phone?
First of all, we refer to that as Blackbeard's salute. Blackbeard salutes. I mean, I've done it many times when I've been talking through my megaphone on my ship. If I've got a particular crewmate I don't like, I say, scrub that deck, and then I put Blackbeard salute, which is a single finger up in the air.
It really says,
bugger, bugger, bugger.
Hey, Willy Wonka, how's Charlie?
I don't know who you're talking about. You're confusing me.
How'd you get those big fake teeth in when you were in that movie?
You call these things, what, cell phones?
Yeah.
They're haunted plastic talking machines.
Thank you, Jack.
Thanks so much. It's been a pleasure being with you. And I urge everyone to go out, just like all the millions, and spend more money to go see Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. Right. Starring Johnny Depp.
Would you like to have a tour of the Black Pearl?
No.
Do you have any devil floss?
he's a good pirate.
I do not. It's Johnny Depp.
A little gay, if you ask me.
Johnny... He does wear eyeliner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're a big fan of that movie. Seriously, aren't you, Buzz?
I do.
Are you a big fan of Depp?
I actually didn't like the latest movie, but I like the original Pirates of the Caribbean movie. And a lot of other Johnny Depp.
I don't think he's left the building yet, if you're saying that.
Oh, dear.
Stand up, man. It's time for us to have a duel. I will run you through, and it will be easy to do. You're wearing such a tight shirt. You're a dead man, Savvy.
Maybe you got a sword fight like we used to back in high school in the shower room.
I must take my leave. I need to drop some kids off at the pool. Savvy?
I still like
him. That means go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Savvy.
Buzz's News is coming up next. Yes. The news and comments.
Right.
Buzz, the cruel, angry, taking on the world, Buzz Burbank.
Hothead.
With news and comments.
Noted hothead, Buzz Burbank.
Slaying the dragon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, slaying the dragon. Making it happen.
That's right. Getting it done.
Has your day gotten any better?
How's your
Actually,
life?
Actually, it has.
How's your life?
She's fine. She couldn't be better. I think you'll see that when you see her in person tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Good.
It'll be fun. There won't be any tension.
It'll be like the Invisible Woman, right? She'll be covered with bandages. Remember that ye old day, like in black and white? Like, I am the Invisible Man. And he would take off the bandages.
Claude Rains with the fake nose and the sunglasses.
Somebody will have to assist Marcia down to the box seats in her walking cast.
Wouldn't that be something?
How about that?
We try to keep it going down, and then he brings it right back up.
You're like the godfather. Every time we try to get you, you want to jump right back in.
Hey, it's going to be a good night. You said you're cooking out tonight.
That's right.
She's eating inside. You're cooking out. We'll be right back.
With Buzz.
Number 4 Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
He's a local boy. He's just terrific.
He's our new leader.
He's like too much.
Like too much what?
He's one of the truly great swingers of all time.
Right. Zits of Poppin' with the Don and Mike Show.
Right now for Buzz's news and comments. Buzz brought to you by St. Pauli Girl Beater.
Yeah, baby.
Germany. St. Pauli Girl is available at a retailer near you. St. Pauli Girl. You never forget your first girl.
All right. Who the F are you? Who the F are you?
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Who are you?
I don't know anymore. Noted hothead. Mm-hmm. Another tragedy in the world of cycling today. Iowa City police reported yesterday that a cyclist there had been run over by the Girls Gone Wild bus. No word on that.
I hope it wasn't the guy who's number one tested in the Tour de France.
Although, no word on his identity or condition, he was trapped for about 20 minutes. We'll let you know what happens.
So is he following the bus, or was he being chased down by the bus?
Simply no details. I think once you've been told that a bicyclist has been run over by the Girls Gone Wild bus, you've heard enough.
Girls Gone Wild. Wild.
American cyclist Floyd Big Ones Landis, meanwhile, won't be on Jay Leno tonight as scheduled. He's canceled the appearance now that he's facing forfeiture of his Tour de France championship. Landis says he was absolutely clean during the race, no doping. It was simply more testosterone than the French are used to seeing. Three-time Tour de France winner Greg LeMond, meanwhile, admits there's corruption in cycling. Quoting him, the sport is corrupt and it corrupts everybody. I believe it was one of the cleanest tours ever, but is it 100% clean? No.
Here's the thing about the guy that won, Floyd.
Yes. Big one's landed.
What you got to do is imagine. Now, he knows he's going to be piss tested.
Yeah, that's what I don't
think. So it's like the night before the toughest part, what's he going to do? He's going to get a syringe and he's going to inject bull semen or whatever the hell it is that you get for more testosterone. Because he knows he's got to go in the cup as soon as he's done.
And his explanation is, I don't know because I'm not a doctor, I don't know what the deal is. He says he produces more of it naturally than the average bear. That's what he said. Now, is one to believe this? Or is it
right? I think I do.
It is true that vigorous exercise boosts your testosterone, as does talking to an attractive woman for 10 minutes. Either one of those.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Clinically proven to boost your testosterone.
Do you want to take the test right now so we can just see how much you're producing right now as we speak?
He's going to break the meter.
All you've got to do is reach over. touch the wet spot if you dare.
Turn on the spigot.
Reach around.
Rob, get me the Petri dish.
We're getting syrup out of a tree.
So between the Tour de France news and things going badly in Iraq, thank goodness the U.S. economy is good. Oh, this just in. The government's second quarter report is out, and it shows inflation shooting up 3%.
Hey, were you just doing a bit of acting?
Spending taking a dive.
You did a double take, like, what? Huh?
No, this is across the wire here. So inflation.
Thank you.
Roses! Oh, nice! Thank you. Thank you.
Quite the actor.
You shouldn't have.
Bravo.
The government's second quarter report says inflation's up 3%, a spending by us consumers taking a dive along with the building of new homes. The increase was fueled by rising interest rates, the continuing cost of rebuilding from Katrina, and record-setting energy costs. Oh, by the way, a new breakdown of oil profits shows ExxonMobil making $80,000 every minute.
And your problem with that is?
I don't have a problem. God bless America that they can do that.
You know, here's the thing. I thought a lot about this. I've heard this story a lot. Really, the only way that we're ever going to, you know, we can sit here and bitch and moan and say, God, how ExxonMobil, that's awful they made that money.
Right.
You know, it's supply and demand,
mm-hmm.
and we like bitching and moaning, but I keep reading that we're using more gasoline this summer
than we did last summer. Everybody said when it hit $3 a gallon, we'd cut back. We haven't. We're driving more.
No, the truth is, I think really now the new break point probably is $5 a gallon.
It's going to have to be at least that, apparently.
It sounds stupid, but do you think it's because the airfare is higher because of the price of gas? People are driving more?
I think so. I think so, because airlines are going up. Not as many people are spending money for airline tickets.
Yeah, but look at how many look at how many people, though, still drive, you know, myself included, the big freaking gas guzzler.
Yeah.
And you just pull up and you go, It is what it is. We all have the same feeling when you look and you go, oh, $60. Jesus Christ, 70, or 65, 70 bucks.
Well, it's the first rule of corporate America. Why do they make such astronomical profits? Because they can.
Right.
And never, as long as there's the economic model we have in this country, that's the way it's going to be forever.
Mm-hmm. I mean, buy a bicycle or just shut the frig up.
Or if you're going to do something like that one person told me, that, you know, you just one day everybody chooses not to fill up any particular gas chain. And if that really worked, that would actually cripple them. That's what I heard.
Being an organized nation, I think we can pull that off.
Mm-hmm. But it'll never happen. I don't think, because you would need everybody.
Yeah,
you know, the people that have that particular, say, Exxon station that's their gas station in their neighborhood, and they're on empty.
And it's not the owner operators,
right?
You know, it's the corporation.
Yeah, right.
But stop bitching about it, because Mike's right. On one hand, it's what makes America America. The fact that some bastards can make $1 million a second.
But bitching is fun.
It's too hot to bitch.
Yeah, you know what people say about me? If I'm not bitching, I'm not breathing.
But you know what I mean? Let's not bitch when it's 100 degrees outside.
Fair enough.
And it takes more gasoline when you run your air conditioning. Uh-huh. And Jesus Christ.
Actually now.
What?
They're saying now that it actually you use less gas to keep your AC on because your car is more aerodynamic with the windows up.
Really?
Yep.
I believe that.
What? See, that's just more crap.
No, if your windows are down, the wind goes woof, woof, woof through your car, and that actually, you waste more gasoline that way. If the windows are up,
maybe you're drafting at NASCAR.
I'd love to see a test, because I think you burn a lot more gas when you're running an air conditioner than if your windows
are down. Amen. And then there's guys like me. I run the AC with the windows down.
That's right. And you burn more gas than anybody.
And you keep pushing in your cigarette lighter.
Even the most diehard smokers, pardon the pun, are talking about the new anti-nicotine vaccine. The shot tells the body to kill the incoming nicotine as if it were an infection. So you get no buzz, no reward, no smoking satisfaction. The vaccine is being tested right now on 300 people around the country. The FDA has fast-tracked it for approval. The vaccine was developed in part with a $4 million grant from the National Institute on Drug Abuse. Tests show it works far and away better than any other quit smoking product so far.
I tell you what, Jack, if you were one of those lucky bastards that bought Exxon or Mobil stock,
right?
You know, even 5-6 years ago,
right?
You know what, right now, you're sitting saying to everybody in the world, eat a big one.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like it, eat a big one, because you got in while the getting was good.
Yeah, well, the fact is, that is the rule of corporate America. And that's what cracks me up when certain people say, hey, you know, we're going to rely on the private sector to take care of people. Private sector's not going to take care of people.
It's a discussion that if you really want to take it down to my idiotic level, people are mad because ExxonMobil's making so much money and we are not, and we are paying so much for gasoline. You say, well, why didn't the government do something about that?
Yeah.
Well, hold on a second. Maybe I think it's more important the government does something about our schools, or maybe the fact that every day now someone in D.C. is being shot and our cops aren't helped out. Or what about what's going on in Iraq? Oh, wait, hold on a second. That's right. Iraq. All of a sudden for Iraq, we can come up with $300 million, billion, gazillion dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And today we're telling our guys over there, who we've told can come home after a year, that they got to stay for 4 more goddamn months.
And, you know, we met those people the other night that have to go back. And, man, it is just, you know, and what's weird, do you get the impression like I do that there's people have kind of gotten desensitized to it? Nobody's squawking about this anymore.
I guess my point on this is that we shouldn't be mad because some fat cats are using the American dream to rape us out of our money for gasoline.
Right.
We should really be mad at the government that comes out with this handout constantly saying, we need money, we don't have money for anything. But it seems to me any time that we need some big, brand-new, goddamn stealth bomber that's going to cost $100 million. We buy them by the dozen.
Absolutely.
Where do we get the money for that? Oh, that's right. From us, the taxpayers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, us.
You know, I mean, and everybody's in bed with everybody, so really what the government
should
do...
Hey, it's all related anyway.
The government should go to Mobil to say, listen, you know, how about we save you some PR? Let's take, like, 10% off the top, tell people that you made less, you slip it to us, we're going to put, like, 5% into the schools, and then we're going to spend the rest, and we're all going to go to Kennedy's and get drunk this weekend.
In a way, I don't disagree with you. I just do it a different way. I think you got to get somebody that's going to tell them this is the way it is. You don't do it sneaky. You tell them. That's what, you know, that's what I think. That's what you're not going to see happen. That's not going to happen.
You tell it to who? The oil companies or the government?
I think, and you'll agree, we worked for public companies forever. We've worked for corporate America mm-hmm. forever. Corporate America has one rule. One rule. Profit. Nothing else. I never believed anything else. I don't believe corporate America is going to do anything unless, of course, they do get the PR or they're told by the government to do it. Otherwise, we're screwed.
So the government should just do what I said. Just go and say, listen, come on. This
well, say, hey, that's a lovely profit. Hi, we're the United States government. We're going to take part of your profit to put that into the schools. And we're going to give you credit for it. How's that sound?
That's right. And then, yeah, they get a tax break. Mm-hmm. And then,
deal
and
then, or no deal?
Then they get to and say, guess what? And you still get to charge all the little brains out there, maybe up to $5 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
It's win-win-win.
Right.
Win-win.
Won't happen. I gotta take a break. I'm trying to do a happy little newscast. You guys are bumming me out.
are you gonna do the story that you gave me the visual aid for?
Yes, I am. In fact, I'm gonna do it next. We're gonna go from talking about smoking to another oral fixation after the break.
Hey.
Let me just show you something, Mike.
Oh, right. A visual preview for Mike. I like this.
Buzz gave me a copy of a magazine called Baby Talk.
Uh-huh.
Oh dear.
Oh, it's a parenting magazine.
Straight talk for new moms.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, a special report, Why Women Don't Nurse Longer.
Right.
27 Simple Ways to Save on Everything.
Oh, that's nice.
Surprising News, Helping Your Baby Learn. And
this cover.
Look at that cover.
I tell you, after the whole killing of the frogs combined with that.
Baby
I think,
talk is a new subscriber.
I swear to God. I'm going to send you to St. Elizabeth.
It's a baby nursing.
Yeah.
Now, can we get this on the website, Rob?
I can scan it.
Can you scan that?
Sure.
Good.
I bet, you know what? I bet we can find it online right now.
Yeah, but you can.
Well, let's break.
Yeah, let's get right on that.
Let's do that.
And thanks for mentioning the frog thing. Like me killing some defenseless frogs today who were in my pool is really a major news story.
Well,
this is a major news story.
That's all I say about those frogs. Sleep well, Don.
No problem, Mike. But anyway, think about the hundreds of hobos you killed behind your bar. Over the last 2 years.
You were never supposed to tell that story.
We'll be right. Hobos.
No loitering.
Back in the 30s.
And they had the stick with the polka dot handkerchief on it.
Right. Yeah, me and Henry Fonda.
Be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crestfire?
The Don and Mike Show.
One never knows when a homosexual is about, especially if you're listening to the Don and Mike Show.
He's a fag.
With more Guy J. Birdley. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Yes, a big controversy over a magazine cover. It's a close-up of a baby nursing, which doesn't seem out of line for a magazine called Baby Talk. Readers have flooded the magazine with complaints, calling it gross and shocking.
Flooded.
One mother wrote that she shredded the cover after it was spotted by her 13-year-old son, quoting her, "It's a sexual thing. He didn't need to see that."
Oh, goddamn right it is.
Oh, dear.
Mm.
Oh, dear.
We'll
oh
have
my.
This up on our website today, right? This yeah. cover?
Because yeah. it is so innocent and pure. Oh, what happens in Vegas
sure
stays in Vegas, and a lot of times ends up on the police blotter.
Mommy.
The sheriff says all the advertising for Las Vegas tourism is paid off. People go to Vegas believing, as one tourist put it, there are no rules in Las Vegas. Ironically, there are a few, and even they get broken. Sheriff Bill Young says the ads aimed at 20-somethings are attracting 20-somethings, quote, hell-bent on losing their inhibitions and causing problems for police.
Well, that's a good thing for Las Vegas.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
seriously nice.
PR for Vegas yeah. right there. Well, there should be no rules in Las Vegas.
That's right.
Private message from both Mike and myself to Rupert.
Yeah.
Keep writing. It's too bad we'll never read them.
Right. Enjoy.
Keep writing. You know what you've got, my friend Rupert? Credibility. Credibility.
More than ever, really.
Credibility.
Minneapolis police, meanwhile, have arrested 6 zombies.
Enjoy yourself, ass munch.
guy at the...
It's nice to know, like, within less than 24 hours that you're getting to somebody.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean, somebody's really going
less
nuts.
Less than 24 minutes.
Yeah.
Rupert's writing his own soap opera about us.
Right.
He, of course, is not as talented as us.
Mm-hmm.
His writing style is nowhere near as good. The execution's not as good.
No, and well, he doesn't have a radio show.
It's nice to know that on a site that's devoted to media,
unbiased coverage.
Secrets and behind the scenes looks at the radio industry that he's got the time to do a creative writing class based loosely on our show's portrayal of him and his lover from WTOP.
Well, he wishes that he could do what we're doing, and he never will be able to because he's not capable.
Yeah. Hi, Rupert. Keep writing, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny.
We really enjoy it.
It's funny. It really is funny. Yeah. It's almost so funny, I would almost, and I do this just to give him the wet shorts.
Uh-huh.
It's so funny, I'd almost read it on the air.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I know that's what you want.
Yeah.
That's right.
And he's never going to.
Never. We're not going to read him on the air, Rupert. But I'm glad you're referring to yourself as Rupert now as well.
Very good.
So at least we got the name straight.
Mm-hmm.
Don, Mike, Rupert.
Bingo. Yeah.
I would be Geronimo O'Mara Pupkin.
Right.
Or to be, you know, totally serious, Source O'Mara Pupkin.
Right. Use the real name. That's
Pupkin.
Right.
That's how it goes.
Mom!
That's how it goes.
In Minneapolis, police have arrested 6 zombies.
Guy wants so bad just to be our buddy.
Mm-hmm. And he wants to, you know, he wants to do what we do also.
He wants it so bad.
He's never going to get it.
You want it so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you want.
Never going to happen,
mm-mm,
Rupert. Never going to happen, ever, ever, ever.
It's too funny.
Mm-hmm.
The guy, well, I said I wouldn't read it, and I
wouldn't.
No! And you shouldn't go there to look at it.
No one should. Don't you even think about it.
It's funny, though, Mike.
I know, but that's exactly what he wants.
Yeah. I know. It's exactly what he wants, but it's also the sign of someone who's desperately crying out, please, F me!
I know.
I want you to F me! Live at Budokan. Don and Mike with Rupert Pupkin. Who wants us to F him.
Okay, go ahead, read it.
Did it happen, Rupert?
Psych.
Is it mushroom time? Did you think there for a second?
He thought for a second.
Did you think?
Yeah.
Did you get out your lotion? Or do you just use your real long Charlie Manson-like beard?
Oh, man. Imagine how that keyboard is.
Oh.
Ew.
Oh, my God, they're going to read it. Mom!
Do not open this door!
Anyway, here once again is our friend Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi there, Buzz.
Half dozen zombies arrested in Minneapolis. They are, in reality, 6 kids who have taken goth to a gruesome new level. They literally made themselves up to be long dead. Their mistake, or perhaps their goal, was dancing down the street carrying bags with wires sticking out. The zombies have each been charged with carrying simulated weapons of mass destruction.
All I know is she's not there.
the zombies. Very good group. The kids say these bags with the wires sticking out were just jerry-rigged boomboxes playing music to promote the big zombie dance party they're having tomorrow night.
She's not there.
If the news gets...
Let me hit this up a little bit for our listeners who aren't 40 years old.
Right.
Where's Rob?
Rob Zombie.
Thank you.
Ah, much better.
Thank you.
In Wawayanda, New York...
Where?
Wawayanda.
All right.
Wawayanda. A city councilwoman.
Where's the water at?
Wawayanda.
Yanda, yeah.
Wawayanda, birthplace of Helen Keller. A city councilwoman there found a horse head in her swimming pool this week.
Hey.
She says she was hysterical when she found it. She says she's been the victim of other pranks involving a sex toy and windshield wipers. She's the only Democrat on the Wawayanda City Council.
And you yelled at me because I killed those frogs today in my pool.
Man, it could have been worse if you were stomping on horses. Notes about getting high after the break.
Oh, I mean, news that's important to Buzz and Joe. And we come right
number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show. Gosh, I hate to interrupt.
It's all been so incredibly fascinating.
And entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Beyond AM. Beyond FM. There's BM. Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
Right. And once again, here is Guy J. Burley. Hi there. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Finally, the New England Journal of Medicine reports kids are getting high on mothballs. Mothballs are soaked with naphtha, which damages human organs, including the brain. Naphtha was once used to shape felt hats.
Did you say mothballs?
Yes, mothballs.
There they are now.
Naphtha
never
was...
Never a tremor of doubt in my mind.
...was once used to shape felt hats, hence the term mad as a hatter.
Yeah. Mothballs.
Well, hello!
Canada's looking for a few good pot growers and not to arrest them.
Mothballs are only on male moths.
Health Canada is looking for a new source to score since its main supplier is shutting down. Serious contractors only, please. Mm-hmm. In Portland, Oregon, some guys were begging the neighbors not to call the fire department as they threw buckets of water on their burning house. With good reason.
Why?
Somebody did call. The firemen did come, and they found plants, grow lights, and a safe full of cash.
Oh.
In Rialto, California, police pulled over a Ford Aerostar that kept making U-turns.
This is a theme, right?
Yeah.
I've just figured this out.
The Aerostar contained 857 pounds of marijuana.
He's talking about drugs. Every story's got drugs.
Being driven by a man with no prior convictions. Quoting a cop, it smelled like marijuana and dryer sheets.
Holy heart failure!
The cop says the minivan had made, and I quote, a bunch of U-turns and loop-de-loops.
Holy hole in a donut!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Wait, hold on, is that all that's...
Holy mashed potatoes!
Oh, there we go. Besides, holy hole in a donut.
Holy nightmare.
Okay, we got a fight. See you tomorrow for the baseball game. Mike throwing out the first pitch.
All right.
And we'll be back on Monday with a new episode. Have a safe weekend, everybody. Love you, Stephen. Love you, Bart. Love you, Amy. And happy birthday, Amy, as well. We'll see you Monday. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
Good for you.
What?
Good for you.
Good for you. All right.
Good for you, Doc.
Get in your cage. Goodbye, everybody.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Jasper, where'd you get these brownies?
They're from a bakery in the West Quahog Gay District. I thought they'd help my depression.
Oh, I can see why. Oh, my God, they pack so much fudge into these. And look at this, there's even a couple of nuts lodged in there.